Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Before leaving Davos, Switzerland, and the World Economic Forum, President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky. They'll talk about the potential for a peace agreement with Russia. Mr. Trump has withdrawn his threat to tariff 8 European nations, opposing his bid to assume control of Greenland. The president says he has agreed to the outline of an Arctic security deal.
One of the officials who attended the meeting has told the New York Times that Denmark could grant the U.S. sovereignty over small pockets of land where military bases could be built. The idea is said to be based on the sovereign British bases in Cyprus. The details have yet to be fully worked out and will involve further negotiation. A NATO spokesperson said discussions would focus on ensuring Arctic security through the collective efforts of allies.
The BBC's Sarah Smith. A Texas jury has acquitted former Uvalde schools police officer Adrian Gonzalez. Among the first to respond to the deadly mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, he was accused of failing to stop the gunman early on and faced 29 criminal charges. Defense attorney Jason Goss argued that his client was far from the only officer on the scene.
They're twisting it around and they're saying, well, his job, every shot was noticed that Adrian had to go in and be the person to die at the door, to be the person that tried to breach, solo entry with nothing. But nobody else did that.
From Texas and Oklahoma all the way up to the Northeast, powerful winter storm is forecast to spread snow, freezing rain and ice and frigid temperatures across a vast area. Forecasters say some spots could get a foot of snow. According to the National Weather Service, about 100 million people are now under some type of winter weather watch, warning, or advisory. Stock futures higher this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up 194 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 218 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes.
Good morning. Some folks starting to wake up along West Mulberry Street and Franklin Street. So far, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, a little crowded towards 40. So far, Russell Street, Cal Ripken Way, looking good. No issues on Light Street and Key Highway. Southbound side of 895, a little crowded leaving the Harbor Tunnel. Beltway traffic looking good.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mix of sun and clouds today with highs actually in the milder upper 40s to near 50. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows falling back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
32 degrees in Perry Hall and 32 in Randallstown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A weekend storm is expected to bring heavy snow, ice, and dangerously cold temperatures to Maryland. Governor Wes Moore has declared a state of preparedness, directing the Department of Emergency Management to coordinate statewide preparations. The governor's declaration strengthens the state's ability to quickly respond to hazards with streamlined coordination and information sharing between emergency management officials, transportation, law enforcement, and public health agencies. The snow accumulation will depend on the exact track and strength of the storm. And Governor Moore also has submitted his proposed fiscal 2027 budget as the state faces a $1.4 billion deficit. The governor says his budget of nearly $71 billion will address the deficit through a series of $1.8 billion in program cuts, funding shifts, and transfers. The governor says his proposal will maintain an 8% rainy day fund and a minimum cash balance of $100 million. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 262, the pick 4, 7861. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot, 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sfrontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens completed a second interview in person with Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter yesterday in Owings Mills. Minter's defense in Los Angeles finished fifth overall last year and held opponents to 20 points or less in 10 of their last 11 games. The 42-year-old has history. Minter in Baltimore was on staff back in 2018 and 19 when the Ravens defense was top five in the league under coordinator Don Wink Martindale. The Buffalo Bills spoke publicly for the first time yesterday about the firing of 9-year head coach Sean McDermott. Owner Terry Pegula addressing the question, had the referees not missed what looked like an obvious pass interference call on the Broncos that may have decided the game, would McDermott have been fired?
I did not fire a coach based on a bad officiating decision. If I can take you into that locker room, I felt like we hit the proverbial playoff wall.
Does that sound familiar, Ravens fans? And you'll also recall that Steve Bisciotti answered a similar question in Baltimore at his press conference last week, asked if Tyler Loop had made the kick, would John Harbaugh still be coaching the team?
For a week.
And that's all he had to say about that. Coming up in 30 minutes, things are moving fast in the AL East. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. I'm Sean Casey. It is a Thursday, January 22nd, 2026. And, of course, so welcome back to the program. Coming up on the show in this hour, sheriffs in Maryland push back on the Maryland Democrats' radical anti-ICE agenda. Governor Moore releases his $71 billion budget with no tax and fee increases. But who's going to pay for all that $71 billion? But our top story here today is the tour de force
course, the powerful speech that we previewed yesterday here on the program. President Trump in Davos, Switzerland, at the Globalist World Economic Forum, where he rained down a bunch of truth bombs on the attendees, the globalists there at the World Economic Forum.
If you're a globalist, you just think that Trump flew into Davos and went full gangster. If you're a nationalist, it's the greatest speech since Pericles at Athens. There's no middle ground here. And now President Trump says, yes, we're going to work together, etc. But he gave you a nationalist perspective of working from a nationalist perspective of working within a community of nations.
That is Steve Bannon on the War Room yesterday, and he's absolutely right. This was a speech that many of us could identify with. The 77 million people that voted for President Trump, this is what we voted for.
And then after the war, which we won it big. Without us, right now you'd all be speaking German and a little Japanese, perhaps. After the war, we gave Greenland back to Denmark. How stupid were we to do that? But we did it. But we gave it back. But how ungrateful are they now?
Yeah, and the fact is that, you know, many would be speaking German or Japanese if it wasn't for the United States. We pulled Europe's fat out of the fire, not once, but twice. And again, as they decided to take a more socialist rant or direction, if you will, slant, I should say, by putting minimum on defense and everything on their social welfare, their European, Scandinavian-style welfare programs, it was left up to the United States to defend Europe and the rest of the world. So President Trump says that the mass migration, which is now ruining, you know, the difference is the United States is leading. We're grow, baby, grow, while Europe is doing nothing more than managing their own decline.
The situation in Minnesota reminds us that the West cannot mass import foreign cultures, which have failed to ever build a successful society of their own.
Bingo. Yeah, these people coming in from third world countries, coming in from the worst of the worst in the Middle East and Northern Africa and everywhere else, they couldn't build a successful culture of their own in their own country. What makes you think they were going to be able to do it here? No, they come here and they come into Europe, Germany, France, the UK, and they live off the taxpayers. Meanwhile, trying to implement their culture, their ideology, they weren't able to do it on their own, like in, for instance in Somalia. But here, oh man, they're having all sorts of success at our expense. The president has calmed the markets also yesterday when he said this about the Greenland deal.
We never asked for anything, and we never got anything. We probably won't get anything unless I decide to use excessive strength and force, where we would be, frankly, unstoppable. But I won't do that. Okay? Now everyone's saying, oh, good. That's probably the biggest statement I made, because people thought I would use force. I don't have to use force. I don't want to use force. I won't use force. All the United States is asking for is a place called Greenland, where we already had it, as a trustee, but respectfully returned it back to Denmark not long ago after we defeated the Germans, the Japanese, the Italians, and others in World War II. We gave it back to them. We were a powerful force then, but we are a much more powerful force now after I rebuilt the military in my first term and continue to do so today.
Yeah, just go ask Venezuela how powerful we are and Iran. They might have some advice for you there. But there is a framework for a deal in Greenland. We'll get into that here a little bit later on. 6:13, time for WCBM traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has the morning off. And now with the update, here's Carlos Ramirez.
No major incidents just yet this morning, but you are getting a little crowded. Southbound side of I-95 and 895 approaching the Fort McHenry and Harbor tunnels. Just a little crowded. Few extra neighbors on the roads there. Beltway traffic looking good towards Security Boulevard. No issues on I-70 to report right now. You're between the beltways, headed towards D.C. Looks like 95 is the better choice. BW Parkway already starting starting to slow down, headed towards 175. Northbound 95 up to speed, headed up towards the Tidings Bridge, but you might find that usual work crew through Abingdon. Harrisburg Expressway looks good. 795 is quiet, and no slowdowns headed across the Bay Bridge so far this early morning. Currently, it's about 37 degrees in Baltimore, getting up towards 49 later today. I'm Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, a mixture of clouds and sun, highs upper 40s. Tonight, back down into the 20s, and then a winter storm watch in effect for our area for the weekend. Temperature will be dropping into the low 20s Saturday during the day, and Sunday with possible big amounts of snow Saturday night through Sunday. And what we're hearing now is that at least maybe 3 to 6 inches, more likely 6 to 12, depending upon where you are. And it's possible that it could be more, but it just, there's still a lot of unknown. But we are going to get some snow. So that much we are sure of. There is snow, some accumulating snow that's going to happen. Right now, 33 in Ellicott City, and it is 34 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news. Authorities are investigating the cause of the minor electrical issue on Air Force One. Apparently, there was a toaster oven left behind by Joe Biden. That's what caused these short circuit. Movie industry analysts are predicting the Melania Trump documentary will be a box office bomb. I think it might be number one in Greenland. You never know. But you know what to do with that. You just go out to the movies and prove them wrong.
Right.
You know, I would go to see it. Taylor Swift is being inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, class of 2026. Fellow inductees include Kiss and Taylor Swift, of course. I wonder if they would write a song together. A Kiss, yeah, and Taylor Swift. They could call it Shake It Off, then Lick It Up. President Trump backed off his tariff threat over Greenland after agreeing to a framework deal. They're saying this is the largest amount of ice they've ever seen in the U.S. since Minnesota.
How about that?
Yeah. Amazon is coming under fire for allowing ICE to access the footage from their customers' Ring doorbell cameras. Now it's only the illegals who show up on Ring cameras that are delivering for Amazon that we have to worry about, right?
Yeah.
Michelle Tafoya, the longtime sideline reporter, Sunday Night Football, has formally entered the 2026 Minnesota Senate race as a Republican.
Great. I think that's terrific.
I think she's breaking new ground. What, down the road, what's next? President Aaron Andrews? You know, we'll have to wait and see what happens to that. Yeah. So, by the way, did you know that Baltimore was named among the earliest rising cities in the entire country?
No.
Yeah. They're saying the top five are New York, L.A., Chicago, Houston, San Diego, but Baltimore's number 38. And they say that the hospitals, universities, and waterfront workforce give the city a built-in drawn audience. They say it's quite industrious of us to get up so early. The average time, 5 a.m., is when people in Baltimore awaken, except for those of us here on the Casey and Company. Some of us are up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
To make sure we get here to work on time.
2:15.
So, 2:15. Oh, you get up extra early.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to glam up and everything.
I do.
Right. So,
I do. I like to look good because I'm not so good.
I've got no makeup and I've got no hair to deal with. So
I know. You're lucky.
I can be, I wake up at 3. I'm out the door by 3:20.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
There we go. But 2:15, they might do television, Michelle. That's what they do on the early TV shows. They get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. All right, it's 6:18, 18 minutes after the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you like, you can email us, am680@WCBM.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. You heard our executive producer, Michelle Double X Drucello. President Trump did deliver an ultimatum about Greenland to the WEF audience in Davos yesterday.
So we want a piece of ice for world protection. And they won't give it. We've never asked for anything else. And we could have kept that piece of land, and we didn't. So they have a choice. You can say yes, and we will be very appreciative. Or you can say no, and we will remember.
Yeah. Oh, we'll remember. You know, and this is what is so great about this president. Every other president played by their rules. Pretty much, except for Reagan. Reagan was the one that teared down this wall, and, you know, he, peace through strength, and you see a lot of some of Reagan and Trump, and but Trump is his unique. He's an American. He's a conservative, but you know he's also a common sense conservative. He is a nationalist, a populist. He's all of the above, and he thinks differently than previous presidents would say. Well, this is the way it's been. We're always going to lead NATO. They're not going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it, and the Europeans are going to benefit. This president says no. It doesn't work that way. Okay, we're going to lead NATO, but if we're going to lead NATO, everybody's going to pay for it. And everybody's going to be responsible for defending their own nation. Now, guess what? Denmark can't defend Greenland. So they're in violation of the NATO agreement. I would question whether France can defend itself, and maybe Germany can now, maybe the UK to some. But listen, who is this? Our military is just, it is the finest, it is the strongest, it is the best in the world. And President Trump is tired of people taking advantage of that, us being the world's police, the policemen. So great speech yesterday in Davos, and it was well received. It wasn't like it was people were, I saw one headline on Bloomberg saying people who were in the audience were terrified. They're scared of Trump. That's why they're applauding. Okay. I think there are a lot of people that agree with Trump, even in Europe. Because there are a lot of nationalists and populists in Europe that want to, slough off the socialist, that old monarchy, and of course, this thrust to socialism and enjoy the taste of freedom once again. What do you think? 410-922-6680. It is 621. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? It could be a regular mortgage or a home equity line of credit. At one time, that monthly payment was more manageable. Now it leaves you with less money to work with each month. A lot of homeowners refinanced years ago because it made their finances easier to manage. A reverse mortgage works in a similar way. It's a refinance that removes that monthly payment. The reason you refinanced before was to give yourself a financial reset. A reverse mortgage can help you do that again. When someone calls me, the first thing I do is listen. I want to understand what's going on with your finances. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The only way to know is to talk it through. If your mortgage payment is starting to control what you can and can't do each month, let's have a conversation. When you call 410-788-7070, you'll speak directly with me, Mark McVeary. The number again is 410-788-7070.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, HEAGY.com, or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common-sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, time once again for traffic weather on the threes this Thursday morning rush hour. In for Chuck Whitaker this morning is Carlos Ramirez.
Hey, good morning. The inner loop of the Beltway is dealing with a crash now. Just as you make your approach towards York Road, you will see a slowdown. See, the crash itself seems to be on the ramp. Looking at the camera now, most of that ramp is blocked off. You can't really get by. Once emergency crews come by, you probably won't be able to access York Road at all. Might want to access Delaney Valley Road instead. JFX looking all right. Harrisburg Expressway is up to speed. I-95 looks good all the way up towards the Tidings Bridge. Southbound I-95 and 895, a little crowded headed into your tunnels, but nothing too dramatic. Between the beltways, you're slow. BW Parkway southbound towards Route 32. 97 looks good. 37 degrees in Baltimore, getting up towards 49 later today, a low of 32. Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 official weather authority forecast, mixture of clouds and sun today, upper 40s tonight in the 20s. Then we've got a winter storm watch in effect for our area, and that'll be for the weekend. We're seeing that temperatures going to be dropping into the low 20s by Saturday during the day. Saturday, sometimes late Saturday night, Sunday overnight, early in the morning, we expect the big snow to start arriving, and it should be heavy snow throughout most of Sunday. I got a better look tomorrow. We'll talk with Amy Aronson of the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast live here on the show to get maybe some accumulations, but we're going to get something at least 3 to 6 inches. We're hearing, we'll know more by tomorrow. Right now, we've got 34 degrees in Reisterstown, and the warm spot is 43 in Ocean City. So great speech yesterday, as you heard Steve Bannon say, and I agree. This was a nationalist. This was America first. And this is what I think what the president's trying to convince Europe that they need to do. Here he talks about some of the accomplishments that we've seen in just 1 year under this president.
After 12 months back in the White House, our economy is booming, growth is exploding, productivity is surging, investment is soaring.
Yeah, all of that, and again, we're watching the economy is poised to take off, and we're talking about GDP numbers that we haven't seen in a long time. You know, right now, the last one was a 4.6. We're seeing GDP figures that could be 6, 7, 8 or more. If all this happens and the interest rates drop and we continue manufacturing base and we've got jobs and so on and so forth. I think President Trump said yesterday we're going to have so many jobs here in the country that we might need to have robots filling some of them because we're not going to have enough people to fill the jobs. And he was lecturing the Europeans, look, there's a formula for this. There's a model for the success. Just follow us. Do what we're doing.
I want to discuss how we have achieved this economic miracle, how we intend to raise living standards for our citizens to levels never seen before, and perhaps how you too and the places where you come from can do much better by following what we're doing.
Yeah, just follow us. And it'll pull you out. And look, I think the people of the UK, I'm not talking, for the Brits that are listening and those I know that listen in Germany and maybe some in France, not as much, but we do know we our message gets across the globe now thanks to the World Wide Web and streaming. They're thirsty for this kind of success and freedom. And so all they have to do is convince their leaders to embrace it as well. All right, so after a day long of negotiations, this negotiation has been going on for months now about Greenland. A deal has been reached, a framework deal has been reached for Greenland, and President Trump says it is a deal that's fantastic for the United States, and it is going to be a forever deal.
It's a long-term deal. It's the ultimate long-term deal, and I think it puts everybody in a really good position, especially as it pertains to security and minerals and everything else.
How long is it, Mr. President?
Have you already spoken to other European leaders?
Yes, I have.
How long would the deal be, Mr. President?
Infinite.
There is no
time limit. It's forever.
Infinite. It is a forever deal. That was the smirker, CNN's Caitlin Collins, asking him how long was the deal. But President Trump said, look, there's everything. We got everything we wanted out of this deal.
The deal is going to be put out pretty soon. We'll see. It's right now a little bit in progress, but pretty far along. It gets us everything we needed to get.
So, again, I don't know whether it's a modification of the 1951 treaty or whether they're going to scrap that one and do it all over again. That treaty's already been ratified, so it's probably easy just to build on that rather than start a brand-new treaty. But, again, we don't know the ownership question, if it's a lease deal or whether it's we're going to be buying in or whether it's just putting the 1951 peace treaty. This is his negotiation tactic, and anybody that doesn't understand it hasn't never read The Art of the Deal. Again, he starts from a very strong position. And whether that's, we'll have to take it, we're acquired one way or another, by force or in any levy. And the tariffs have now been lifted. That's why the stock market went up 600 points yesterday. So, again, he gets what he wants, and it's in our best interests. He's putting America first, our national security, access to rare earth minerals, and I think this is going to be, once we learn all the details, a really good deal for Greenland and for the United States. Maybe not so much for Denmark. We'll have to wait and see. 629 Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling wanted me to remind you that they're still taking appointments to come out and schedule a maintenance visit for your heat pump, your heat system. Right now, we're all focusing on heat because it's going to be bitterly cold again this weekend, Saturday. We're looking at maybe 17, 18, 19 or so for the high, and then lows in the single digits. Plus, we have snow, ice, and you name it coming our way as well for this weekend. So make sure your heat is working when you put it on, that you want it to be operating efficiently as well, by costing them because of these high energy bills. These power bills are in crisis. We're going to do a story a little bit later on this morning. Over 14,000 people right now are really upset over their power bills and need help. And so the first place you start is with a healthy heating system. Call Tim Kyle, 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404 or timkylecompany.com. 6:30, let's get some news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. The Attorney General's Office has released the name of the juvenile and the officer in last weekend's deadly police-involved crash in Howard County. The Independent Investigations Division says the driver who was killed in the accident was a teenage girl, but her name is being withheld due to juvenile privacy laws. The officer involved in the incident is identified as Officer First Class Brian Morantonio, who was a four-year veteran of the Howard County Police Department assigned to the Traffic Enforcement Section. The teen crashed on the Broken Land Parkway exit ramp after fleeing from the officer who tried to stop her for speeding on Route 29. Residents in Baltimore and across central Maryland are stocking up on bread, milk, and toilet paper ahead of a weekend snowstorm. Employees at the Ace Hardware in Federal Hill tell WJZ-TV that customers have been coming into the store looking for supplies like salt, snow shovels, and de-icer for their windshields. Baltimore's Office of Emergency Management says anyone who has to be on the roads during the storm should make sure their car is winterized, and they should prepare a disaster kit that includes extra clothing, blankets, and a first aid kit. Mayor Brandon Scott says city crews and snow plows are ready to clear the roads. A Middle River man has been convicted in the 2022 shooting death of a McDonald's employee in Gambrels. An Anne Arundel County jury found Jaquan Green guilty of first-degree murder for killing Britrain Gray at the restaurant on Crane Highway. He was arrested for the McDonald's shooting after evidence found after an unrelated crime in Prince George's County matched surveillance video and items connected to the Gambrels case. A judge will sentence Green at a later date. And Governor Moore has submitted his proposed fiscal 2027 budget as the state faces a $1.4 billion deficit. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, good morning. Interloop of the Beltway still dealing with a crash on the ramp towards York Road.
Now, technically, it is blocked, but I have noticed at least one or two vehicles have been able to squeeze by over on the right shoulder to take the ramp towards York Road itself. So be extra careful. JFX is running smoothly. 895, I-95 a little crowded in the tunnels, but you're up to speed on the Beltway. No issues to report on 795. 37 degrees in Baltimore, reaching a high of 49. Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mix of sun and clouds today with highs actually in the milder upper 40s to near 50. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows falling back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management. Ravens coaching search continues in Owings Mills unabated. Second interview granted to Anthony Weaver on Monday. Second interview yesterday for Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter. Both Weaver and Minter have history in Baltimore. Weaver as a player and a coach under Don Martindale and then Mike McDonald. Minter from 2017 to 20, mostly under Martindale. Minter comes from a football family. His dad, Rick, was the head coach at the University of Cincinnati for 10 years. And here's an interesting sidebar. Under Rick Minter's staff at Cincinnati included three future NFL head coaches, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, and Rex Ryan. Meanwhile, John Harbaugh did his first live interview yesterday in New York. Following his press conference on the Evan and Tiki show on WFAN, was asked if he felt it was time to leave Charm City.
You know what? It's in God's time, man. So it was because that's what happened. That's right. How I look at it, you know, and I'm a believer in that. I think all things work for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose, you know.
And on that note, there are rumblings in New York that Rex Ryan may join John Harbaugh with the Giants as the defensive coordinator, the current ESPN analyst making a subtle play for the job yesterday.
You got five guys that can absolutely rush the passer. You put the right guy in that situation, they may go to number one in the league in defense.
Ryan coached under Harbaugh for one season back in 2008, serving as defensive coordinator and assistant head coach before leaving to become head coach of the Jets in 2009. MLB News, Yanks with a big signing, retaining outfielder Cody Bellinger. 5 years, $162 million. That pushes the Yankees' payroll with luxury tax on top to a projected $383 million this coming season. Elsewhere, the Mets strike again, acquiring ace pitcher Freddie Peralta from the Brewers as the options continue to dwindle now for an ace for the Orioles. Caps were back in action last night in Vancouver, and their season may actually have hit a low.
Shoots the puck into the Washington zone. Besser after. Here's Camp. Centering. They score!
John Shorthouse had the call on Sportsnet Canada. Drew O'Connor's goal midway through the second broke a 2-2 tie, and the Canucks would hold on for a 4-3 final, snapping an 11-game losing streak. Vancouver hadn't won at home since December 6th. Dylan Strome had a 3-point night for DC, two goals and an assist. Terps were back in action last night, also on the short end. 89-70 was the final at the hands of the 11th-ranked Fighting Illini. Maryland now falling to 1-7 in Big Ten play. The time now is 6:37. When we return, are the Ravens taking too long?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Well, it's been 16 days since they fired John Harbaugh. They just went to second round of interviews after 14 days. The Steelers went to second round of interviews after, what, 5 or 6 days? So their timeline is quicker. But I don't think it's taking too, quote-unquote, too long. You know, a lot of fans obviously want to know, who's the coach? I think that when you fire a coach or let a coach go or a coach departs after 18 years and he's won the Super Bowl and he's done what he's done here in Baltimore, you know, there's no guarantee they're going to make the right decision.
Do you think is this headed towards a up and coming coach, or is it going to be a retread of some?
No. I think it's an up and coming coach.
Okay.
It's similar to what it was 18 years ago. They took a chance. Now, they took a big chance on Harbaugh because he was just a special teams coach, but nobody thought Harbaugh was going to get it, and he wasn't even the Ravens' first choice that year. Jason Garrett was in there for a whole day, and they couldn't come to terms.
Good thing they didn't do that.
Good thing. So I think it's going to be the same type of situation. I think it's going to be a guy like Jesse Minter, because he's got the pedigree, he's got the youth, he's got the connection to the players, he's got more X's and O's than John Harbaugh has.
Sounds like that's your pick right now.
For right now, I think that's the pick. Okay. Yeah, but there's more to come.
We'll see.
It's not happening this week. It may happen next week.
You think it's after the year? So that'll be. There's no longer an NFL.
There is an NFL rule that says you can't have an in-person interview with a coach who's still involved in the playoffs.
Can you do it virtually?
You cannot. You know what? I'm not sure. I'm going to have to check on that. Right. But they're not going to hire a coach virtually. Also, another thing, just to keep in mind, the Seahawks waited until after the Ravens were out of the championship game to hire Mike McDonald. They waited 3 weeks.
Yeah,
it's not unusual.
Well, sometimes they might have an eye on somebody that's still playing, still coaching.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good. All right, Gary. Thanks. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, the beast has been unleashed. The $71 billion budget by Governor Moore. A budget proposal calling for roughly $1.8 billion. Cuts, shifts, transfers. At this point, no increase in taxes or fees.
This budget shows that we can spend wisely and also protect our values.
I love that when they say that. Our values. I'm sorry, my values are not the same as your values. Okay? On so many different fronts. I am a limited government, pro-growth, free market, capitalist, common sense conservative, and you, sir, are anything but, as long as you're a henchman in Ferguson and in Jocelyn Peña Melnick. In by any stretch of the imagination, of course, Republicans, you might have said that this is their reaction to the governor's budget proposal, largely based on accounting tricks, adjusted anticipated spending increases rather than meaningful changes in budgetary policy that stop the tax and spend spiral that lead us into multi-billion-dollar deficits. Yeah, they've done nothing in this budget to fix the structural deficit. Here is a reaction from the Senate Republican Paul Quarterman.
Our revenues continue to, not keep up with our spending. At the end of the day, we're not addressing our structural issues. This budget really is just about moving a lot of funds around.
Yeah, by the way, people are saying, well, I thought the deficit was $1.49 billion. Why the $1.8 billion in cuts, shifts, transfers, etc.? That's because they added 1% more in spending to this budget. Actually, larger than last year's budget, although the general fund has been clipped by $100 million or so. Mackenzie Frost was on the scene to ask the governor a question about his budget priorities.
How do you explain that when local jurisdictions continue to say that they, too, are struggling with their own budgets and look to the state as, say, this is a result, we're in this financial situation as a result of state policies to begin with?
Well, I would say we've worked with our local jurisdictions to come to many of these solutions. I think this is not about we're pushing costs on locals, because if locals look at their budgets, they know what a percentage of their budgets also are helping to be underwritten by the state.
Even with that cost shift, our local governments are receiving more money this year from the state than they did last year.
That's the last voice here is Jake Weissman, the governor's budget secretary. But the plan does shift 50% of the burden of retirement plans for teachers, librarians, community college workers onto the backs of the local jurisdictions, meaning the counties. So that's a hefty 50% of the burden now has been shifted to local. And that means what? That means what? That means in order to avoid or in order to pay for that, because the operative question here is always who is going to pay for it. That means two things. And we'll probably talk to Bob Castley next week about this and maybe some other county execs. But in this particular case, they are going to either have to cut services at the county level, or they have to raise taxes at the county level, or maybe a combination of both, since this is the governor's gift. Get it off my plate. I don't want it anymore. That's going to happen to the counties. And here is Mackenzie Frost with Republican Senator Paul Quarterman.
A lot of Marylanders right now are still hesitant, and there's appears to be a mistrust in leadership given the fact that we did see the significant tax and fee increases last year. I know that the governor has made it very clear this budget does not include tax and fee increases in it, but is there still room for concern given what we did see in the past last year?
I'm still concerned, yes. There was no conversation today about any type of relief for our citizens on top of or the heels of what we just came off of.
Yeah, and no structural deficit fix, no relief for the $1.67 billion in tax and fee increases that we were imposed on last year. Now, I would caution you, this is just the governor's version of the budget. The legislature gets the last say. They can change his budget. They can alter it. They can modify it. They can add, subtract. They can mutilate his budget if they want. But the end of the day, and remember, they have veto-proof margins in both the Senate and the House. So the governor cannot like what they do to his budget, and he can veto it, and they can still rule the day. So don't rule out the tax or fee increases as of yet, because the Maryland General Insane Asylum is still in session, which is always a concern. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has the morning off. And once again, with the update, here's Carlos Ramirez.
Outer loop of the Beltway, watch out. You're slowing down between about Bel Air Road and York Road. You see, there is a crash on the ramp to York Road. Left side of the ramp is blocked off. You are able to squeeze by over on the right. Just take it nice and slow. Again, delays back towards Bel Air Road. Then you slow down a little bit from 795, headed down towards Security Boulevard and the Baltimore National Pike. Careful around Chesapeake Avenue near Sun Street. They're still doing a little bit of cleanup after a structure fire. And a crash reported Pennsylvania Avenue near Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. It's 35 degrees in Baltimore, getting up towards 49 later today. Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We got a mixture of clouds and sun, upper 40s today. Tonight, back down in the 20s. Then our winter storm watch goes into effect for our area this weekend. Temperatures will be dropping into the low 20s during the day on Saturday. And then Sunday, sometimes late Saturday night, Sunday overnight, into Sunday morning, the heavy snow will arrive. We're expecting at least 3 to 6 inches. It could be more, but we are expecting some snowfall and accumulating snow here, so be prepared for that. Right now, it is cloudy, 36 in Annapolis and 33 in Ellicott City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Will you just taste the soup? All right, I'll taste the soup. Where's the spoon? Aha!
Where's the spoon? Today is International Hot Sauce Day.
Yeah. Got hot sauce in my bag. Swag.
Yeah, got some hot sauce. You a hot sauce fan? You like spicy stuff, Maggie?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite hot sauce?
I just get the cheapo store brand, just Louisiana hot sauce. Yeah. Whatever the store.
Yeah, I'm a Texas Pete guy. Some like Frank's Red Hot. Yeah.
I put that on
everything.
I've always like Texas Pete, but Greg's Maggie, you start the day sauced, so that's a whole different time.
A
woman named Romeo unloaded a brief TikTok last month singing a new theme song for Dr. Pepper. It went viral. Dr. Pepper caught wind of it, and they created a new ad using her jingle. Here's the original, followed by the new jingle.
I have a theme song for Dr. Pepper, and it goes like this. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Do-do-do. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Do-do-do.
It's going to be in your head all day long now, okay? That little earworm there for you.
No, I love it.
It's got prune juice in it, somebody told me.
Really?
So, Dr. Pepper, really?
That's what the rumor says.
What the rumor?
You made up that
rumor.
I did not.
Where did you hear it?
My daughter.
I drink a lot of times.
Well,
Dr.
an unpeachable
Pepper.
Source, though.
It's good stuff.
I don't know.
She doesn't fall far from the tree, okay? Prune juice. Pizza Hut's $3 personal pan pizza might be the best value move in fast food right now. It is enough. It's just, a little personal pan pizza, and it's enough to fill you up. But for $3, that's good. That's a great
very
deal.
Good.
Available only at Pizza Hut while supplies last. Wingstop is expanding their hot honey era with three new flavors. Hot honey rub, the saucy sriracha hot honey, and the sweet garlic. Hot honey.
You got to be careful where you rub that.
Yes, you do, or at least get me a drink first. Yeah.
Michelle, that sounds like from personal experience. Just saying.
And you burned me.
No wonder she likes Texas Pete. Absolutely. So you're stuck in a snowstorm. Okay, it's snowing heavily outside. What's your comfort food? What is your go to on a really cold snowy day? Do you go for hot beverage, hot food, or just a snack?
beer and popcorn.
Beer and popcorn is your comfort food?
Mm-hmm.
And just to cuddle up and watch a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Michelle?
If I can make it through the movie.
Yeah, right.
Beer, maybe a pot roast if the electric stays on, you know. Watch a movie, watch shows, yep.
Yeah. For some reason, I like tomato soup with the grilled cheese.
That is a good, that's always a good one.
Yeah, yeah, that's always been my... Something nice and warm. Sometimes, mm-hmm. if I get really industrious, I'll make a really nice bowl of chili.
I was going to say chili.
Chili.
Yep.
I put it. I get up early and I put it in the crock pot and I let it simmer all day long.
That's
nothing like good spice. You know, you talk about spice. You know, mm-hmm. throw a little Texas Pete in there.
Oh.
We are ready to roll, baby.
It ain't good. Mustard. Your eyes are watering.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. 6:49. 11 minutes now before the hour. 7 o'clock. Chuck. In case you were wondering, just anything that's in the refrigerator, he'll go for 410-922-6680. What do you think about this budget? $900 million in cuts, including $150 million to the Developmental Disabilities Administration. That's going to get major pushback from the Democrats in the House, especially. Maybe not so much in the Senate. $120 million in savings by giving state employees a 1.5 cola instead of a 2% cola. $79 million in savings by not increasing providing rates for Department of Human Services, State Department of Ed, Maryland Department of Health. Even though there's a hiring freeze, the creation of 250 new positions. It looks like they took some from the Rainy Day Fund, but they are maintaining an 8% balance, which is required for the Rainy Day Fund. And as I mentioned, they're shifting some of those costs to local jurisdictions as well. So this is the first salvo fired in the budget battle in Maryland. So now we've got at least a frame of reference, and we'll get more on that coming up in just a second. Up next, sheriffs are pushing back on the Maryland Democrats' anti-ICE agenda, including their proposal to terminate the 287G program. You're listening to Casey and Company on this Thursday morning.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Yeah, still to come here on the program, Mackenzie Frost is going to join us. She's going in-depth tonight on Fox 45. She'll be with us right after the 8:30 news. Up next, at the top of the hour, Governor Moore defending his redistricting map, which is intended to eliminate Andy Harris's advantage and seat. The map was drawn from Ocean City directly to Columbia. It's probably one of the more egregious redistricting maps of all time. Maryland's power bill crisis is, I think it's Democrats' Achilles heel, and they have to be pounced. And the media is now trying to pick the Republican gubernatorial nominee, and we'll have have some examples of that as well. More Trump truth bombs from Davos. Your calls and comments. Love to hear from you. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Or you can email us, am680@WCBM.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. We got some of those to share with you coming up shortly. 653, traffic and weather on the threes with the update in for Chuck Whitaker this morning is Carlos Ramirez.
Hey, good morning. Outer loop of the Beltway still crowded from about Bel Air Road all the way over towards York Road. You see, you still have that crash on the ramp to York Road. Left side of that ramp is blocked off. Looking at the cameras now, you can kind of see that traffic is squeezing by on the right side of that ramp. Regardless, just be extra cautious. Then you're slow on the outer loop from 795 down past Security Boulevard. Southbound 95, very slow headed into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895, not much better. Between the beltways, 95, BW Parkway looking good, but if you're headed towards 32 southbound, that's about where you're going to see some slowdowns. So far, if you're headed on 97, no issues between Glen Burnie and Annapolis. It's 36 degrees in Baltimore, getting up towards 49 later today. Tomorrow, Friday, a high of 42. Carlos Ramirez, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority says a mixture of clouds and sun today. Upper 40s, as you just heard. Tonight, 20s. Winter storm watch in effect for our area starting a Saturday. Temperatures will be dropping into the low 20s. And then that snow should start falling sometime Saturday evening into Sunday, early morning, overnight, all day Sunday. And we're looking at least, at this point, the projections are 3 to 6 inches of snow at least. So we are going to get some accumulating snow. Right now, 34 in Severn, and it is 35 in Parkville. Democrats here in this state just once again proving how they're so pro-criminal, anti-law enforcement. Their target is ICE. That is the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are federal agents. And remember our Constitution. Federal law is the law of the land. It's called the Supremacy Clause. So I don't know why they think they're going to have success with this. It's going to be challenged in court. They're going to lose in court, but they're going to waste time, effort, money. Actually, it might be good because it may, you know, the more time they spend on this, the less time they have to spend ripping us off on a regular basis. Here is the Senate President Bill Ferguson.
We will make sure that those immigrant communities who have been terrorized by a paramilitary force have the justice that they deserve. As a result, we will terminate 287G agreements. At least we in the Senate will pass the bill to terminate these agreements.
Yeah, well, again, the use of paramilitary is intentional by Ferguson. This is another way of saying Gestapo, Nazis, brown shirts, etc. That is just, I think, disingenuous. I think it's reckless. I think it's irresponsible, and it's outrageous that any elected official would refer to sworn law enforcement federal agents as such. J.B. Jennings saying the problem is if you get rid of 287G, then you're not going to be able to transfer the criminals at the jailhouse. That means they're going to be out in our communities.
Instead of this transfer taking place in the prison, in the jails, it's now going to be taken somewhere on the street where ICE is having to come in and look for them.
Yeah, 287G light, basically. You arrest somebody, and you find out that they're not in the country legally. You can inquire about their immigration status. Then when you find out they're an illegal alien, you call ICE. And you say, hey, come pick up this dude. You detain him. You deport him. We don't want him in our jailhouse. Well, and again, they never leave custody. But what Maryland Democrats like Bill Ferguson and Wes Moore and Jocelyn Peña Melnick want to do, they want them to cut them loose. Murderers, rapists, child predators, armed robbers, drunk drivers. They want to let them right back into your community. And that has caused the sheriff's attention. And Jessica Babb of Fox 45 got the sheriff's reaction yesterday.
If this does pass, would you plan on taking this to court and challenging the law?
We would certainly look at all the options if this passes. As a constitutional officer, the elected office of sheriff, I answer to the people. So if that was a possibility, we will certainly explore what pathways are available to us.
I would challenge their authority to take that away from me. And again, I think I can find a law firm out there somewhere who would take that on.
Sheriff Jeff Giller of Harford County, he'll be with us tomorrow morning on the show. And Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, who also has been a frequent guest here on the program. Jenkins went on to say that he thinks 287G is right for him, his county, and he's going to challenge it in court if need be.
I will stand on my belief, and I've fought for this for years, that Frederick County is as safe as it is, in part due to this program. And I'll never step down from that belief.
No, he has been one of the earliest in the country, because I've talked to Sheriff Jenkins about this. He's one of the first 287G participants in the entire country. And Ferguson was asked about, what about the consequences if you eliminate the 287G program?
Am I concerned that there could be a consequence? Yes. But the consequence that I'm most worried about is failing to live up to our values as Marylanders and as Americans that believe that the United States is a land of opportunity.
Yeah, it's still a land of opportunity. Always will be a land of opportunity for legal immigrants who play by the rules. They'll get in here legally. And what he's talking about, do your values include the release of murderers, rapists, child predators, kidnappers, carjackers, drug dealers? Is that your values, Bill Ferguson, that you want to release those people back into your communities so they can prey on the law-abiding immigrants and the ones that aren't committing crime? I got to tell you, these people have lost their onions. 6:59, and it is time once again to tell you about our good buddy Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company with all sorts of programs to help sell your home. Now's the time to think about it as we head towards spring. There's the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program. You can sell it and stay in your home up to 12 months. That eliminates a lot of that timing issue. You know, you got to try to time the sale of a home, purchase of a new home, sale of your home, just the right, and that eliminates all that. Vinny's got the details, as well as the Trade Your Home In program, much like you would do a car at a trade-in. You can trade your home in as well. And then there's the Fix It to Sell program, in which if you don't feel like dealing with having to make the repairs in your home and dealing with the contractors and all that stuff, they'll do everything for you and then deduct the cost at settlement. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteele.com. That's 410-709-7515 or vinnysteele.com. Your home is guaranteed to sell once you sign on the dotted line. It's 7 o'clock, and coming up next, the governor defending his redistricting map.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's Board of Peace, now a reality. Mr. Trump and other members have signed the board's charter.
Well, this is a very exciting day. Long in the making. And many countries have just received their notice, and everybody wants to be a part of it.
Mr. Trump, who chairs the board, says the immediate goal is successful implementation of the next phase of the Gaza peace deal. He says efforts to resolve the Russia-Ukraine conflict must and are coming together.
29,000 people died, mostly soldiers, in Ukraine, Russia. Think of that, 29,000, 27,000 in the month before.
Before departing the World Economic Forum in Davos, the president is meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. A powerful winter storm is fixing to spread snow, ice, and frigid temperatures from Texas to the northeast over the next several days, highlighting the hazards of such storms.
These dangers can include carbon monoxide poisoning, hypothermia, and frozen pipes that can burst and make homes unlivable. Public safety officials and experts say there are multiple ways people can prepare themselves to avoid these hazards and keep themselves safe. The Midwest, the East Coast, as well as much of the southern U.S., including Texas, Georgia, and the Carolinas, are set to experience a winter storm this weekend. That is putting a spotlight on potential dangers. Keith Peters, Washington.
A jury in Texas has acquitted former Uvalde Schools police officer Adrian Gonzalez of all charges stemming from the delayed law enforcement response to the deadly mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. On Wall Street, stock futures higher so far this morning. Right now, the Dow futures are up 131 points, the NASDAQ futures 211 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes.
Good news and bad news. The good news is the crash we had on the ramp to York Road has cleared. Bad news is we had a second crash near the Paring Parkway, but the even better news is that crash is over on the shoulder. So honestly, a couple of fender benders for you this morning. You're slow from Bel Air Road over towards York Road. Then again, from 795 headed down towards Security Boulevard, southbound I-95, 895, slow towards your tunnels, and eastbound 70 crowded towards 20. 36 degrees in Baltimore, a high of 49 for today. Carlos Ramirez, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mix of sun and clouds today with highs actually in the milder upper 40s to near 50. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows falling back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
32 degrees in Bel Air and 35 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A weekend storm is expected to bring heavy snow, ice, and dangerously cold temperatures to Maryland. Governor Moore has declared a state of preparedness, directing the Department of Emergency Management to coordinate statewide preparations. The governor's declaration strengthens the state's ability to quickly respond to hazards with streamlined coordination and information sharing between emergency management officials, transportation, law enforcement, and public health agencies. The snow accumulation will depend on the exact track and strength of the storm. Residents in Baltimore and across central Maryland are stocking up on bread, milk, and toilet paper ahead of a weekend snowstorm. Employees at the Ace Hardware in Federal Hill tell WJZ-TV that customers have been coming into the store looking for supplies like salt, snow shovels, and de-icer for their windshields. Baltimore's Office of Emergency Management says anyone who has to be on the roads during the storm should make sure their car is winterized, and they should prepare a disaster kit that includes extra clothing, blankets, and a first aid kit. Mayor Brandon Scott says city crews and snow plows are ready to clear the roads. And Governor Wes Moore has submitted his proposed fiscal 2027 budget as the state faces a $1.4 billion deficit. The governor says his budget of nearly $71 billion will address the deficit through a series of $1.8 billion in program cuts, funding shifts, and transfers. The governor says his proposal will maintain an 8% rainy day fund and a minimum cash balance of $100 million. The spending plan would provide $10 billion for K-12 education, $124 million for public safety, and an investment of more than $350 million for housing. The budget proposal is available to view on the state's website. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Eventually, the question will turn to Eric DaCosta. How does owner Steve Bisciotti feel about the seventh-year GM, and what kind of time frame will Bisciotti give DaCosta to turn things around here in Baltimore?
I'm very, very pleased with Eric. I know that Eric has been very, very introspective about his failures and how they contributed to our dear friend being shown the door.
Meanwhile, more from John Harbaugh's interview yesterday on WFAN New York as it relates to Baltimore's season-ending loss to the Steelers. Harbaugh was asked point blank with 12 seconds left to play, should he have run another play before bringing on Tyler Loop?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like every single time you do something, it's if it doesn't work, I wish I'd have done the other thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been that way. So, yeah, hand it off and see if Derrick Henry can go score, you know. But, you know, in the moment, you think of the downside, too. You know, you put some things at risk, and, you know, what if the worst thing happens that way, too? So I think you can always look back and have regrets. So I wouldn't really say regrets. I mean, you put everything you have into it. You shouldn't really have regrets.
In other sports news, Yanks re-signed outfielder Cody Bellinger for 5 years, $162 million. The Mets acquire an ace, Freddie Peralta, from the Brewers. Another twist in the Duke football saga. A judge now ruling, this is unbelievable, quarterback Darian Mensah can enter the transfer portal, but cannot enroll or play football at another school. I mean, what does that mean? And the commissioners of four major sports leagues, the NFL, the NBA, NHL, and MLB, will meet with President Trump next week to discuss America 250 plans for this coming what is it, 250? It's not the bicentennial, it's 250.
Semi-quincentennial.
I can't even say that. Yeah. Coming up in 30 minutes, one of Baltimore's own takes on Hollywood. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can reach us at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Double X Dracella. Coming up this hour, the media wants to pick the GOP gubernatorial nominee. What a surprise. Maryland power bill crisis grows and might be the Democrats' Achilles heel when it comes to the grassroots and the voters out there. But our top story here today is in one of the worst-kept secrets known to man. The governor's redistricting map was approved on a 3-2 vote just the other day behind closed doors. Mr. Transparency has got to be happy with that. Senate President Bill Ferguson, one of the 5-member commission, remained fiercely opposed to redrawing Maryland's congressional map. In a statement after the 3-2 vote, Ferguson called the map chosen objectively unconstitutional and said it could threaten the state's current map. The governor, let's see how he and Andy Harris feel about this new map.
I think the maps that were released is something that is not just going to make our congressional maps more competitive, but it's also something that actually is the will of the people.
And I don't understand how it's the will of the people when the polling shows it's a small minority of Marylanders who think it's important.
But this map fails the governor's own test when you get right down to it. It breaks apart more neighborhoods and communities than the existing map. It fails the constitutional requirement of one person, one vote. It's going to get tossed in the courts. The only question is that the only congressional district that gets tossed? Or do we look at CD6 and maybe other congressional districts? The courts say, this is it. Look, I understand mid-cycle redistricting is controversial by nature. I know President Trump was thinking outside the box when he went to Texas and said, hey, let's redraw and see what it gets us. And Texas did. And they may or may not pick up five seats. We'll have to wait and see. The great news there is Jasmine Crockett's out of a gig, so as of the next Congress. In any event, this map is basically the first district now goes from Ocean City all the way to Columbia in Howard County. Which is, it's just crazy. It's nuts. So Andy Harris thinks so as well.
It's objectively unconstitutional. The governor has it wrong. This is not a fair map. The bottom line is it is to advance his presidential aspirations.
Hakeem Jeffries likes it. He says, arrogant and corrupt Republicans started this battle. Democrats will end it. We will ensure there's a free and fair midterm election in November. Well, that's the free part. They love free stuff, the Democrats, but fair, not so much. So, again, this is all done to keep Governor Tax and Spend Moore's presidential bona fides in place. And he can't, you know, he needs national Democrat support. He needs Democrat National Committee support. He needs the leadership, Chuck Yu and Hakeem. He needs their support as well. So he needed to do this, and he's now, he can be the Pontius Pilate of redistricting. He can wash his hands and say, I tried. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Just really in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, because this will get rubber stamped in the House. It has to pass the legislature, so it'll get rubber stamped in the House. It'll be interesting to see if Ferguson can marshal. And the last time we talked to McKenzie about it, Chigurande last Friday. She said she reported there were 20 out of the Baltimore Sun. There were 24 out of the 34 in the Democrat Senate, Democrat controlled Senate, that were opposed to the redistricting map. So we'll see if Ferguson can keep all of his ducks in a row or not. Get your thoughts on the redistricting map. 410-922-6680. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, in for Chuck Whitaker this morning, Carlos Ramirez.
Inner loop of the Beltway now dealing with a crash as you make your approach towards the JFX. Looks like the center of the roadway might be affected. Delays already building back towards Green Spring Avenue. Outer loop of the Beltway slow from Bel Air Road all the way over towards York Road. Two separate incidents, one closer to the Perrin Parkway, one closer to York Road. Both on shoulders by now, but watch out for the delays. Southbound 95, 895 crowded towards your tunnels. It's 36 degrees in Baltimore, getting up towards 49 later today, a low of 32. Carlos Ramirez, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, clouds and sun today, upper 40s tonight, back down into the 20s. And then a winter storm watch is in effect for our entire metro area. And we're expecting some level of snow starting Saturday evening into the overnight period, and then most of the day Sunday. And accumulations at least 3 to 6 inches. That's what we're hearing from Fox 45. It's possible it could be more. It just depends on a number of issues. We'll talk with Fox 45 meteorologist Amy Aronson in greater detail tomorrow morning on the show as we get a better look at it. Right now it's 33 in the city, 34 in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump commended the stage yesterday at the World Economic Forum, the gathering of global elitists in Davos, Switzerland, delivering a bold address that I think reaffirmed America's leadership on the global stage and forged a clear and decisive path forward for Western nations. He talked about national sovereignty, cultural preservation, proactive security. He articulated, I think, a robust strategy to promote mutual prosperity, and fortify alliances against the global challenges that we face. And he did say, as far as Greenland goes, we're not going to take it by force.
We probably won't get anything unless I decide to use excessive strength and force, where we would be, frankly, unstoppable. But I won't do that.
No. And the markets rallied, 600-point rally yesterday on that, taking the military option off the table. And eventually he got a deal. The NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte and others. Denmark wasn't even at the show yesterday. That's how important they felt this was. But the deal has been agreed to. It's a framework. We don't know all the details yet. President Trump says the deal is good. It's an infinite deal. It's a forever deal. And it is fantastic for the U.S., he says. It'll be great for the Greenlanders. And for the Danes, well, we'll have to wait and see. But it does achieve a couple things. One, our national security will be protected. Two, we will have access to the rare minerals and elements that we need that our defense, see, this is what they don't tell you about. Our War Department needs this for the future, for future wars. Right now, China has 90% lock on all rare earth minerals. And we don't, we pretty much have nothing. Except for what we can find here in the United States. So that's another important part of this deal as well. The Board of Peace is official. President signed the charter earlier this morning. And now the Board of Peace, which hopefully someday will replace the United Nations, is going to be in place. Now, yesterday, the President was asked about whether why he would invite Vladimir Putin to be on the Board of Peace.
Come and take over Greenland. If you're worried that Putin would do something like that, why invite him to join your Board of Peace?
Because we want everybody. We want all nations. We want all nations where people have control, people have power. That way we're never going to have a problem. This is the greatest board ever assembled. And everybody wants to be on it. But, yeah, I have some controversial people on it, but these are people that get the job done. These are people that have tremendous influence. And if I put all babies on the board, there wouldn't be very much. So he was invited. He's accepted. Many people have accepted. I think, I don't know of anybody that hasn't accepted. But it's going to be great. I think the Board of Peace will be the most prestigious board ever, and it's going to get a lot of work done that the United Nations should have done.
Yeah, he's absolutely right about that. By the way, I love the little piano music in the background there. All right, so President yesterday outlined innovative initiatives to lower costs for everyday Americans, homeownership. He says we're not going to be a nation of renters anymore. So he's, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, all these other big corporations have been buying up homes and investing in homes all over the country, shutting us out. And President is asking Congress pass a ban on that. He's also instructed government-backed institutions to purchase up to $200 billion in mortgage bonds to bring down interest rates. Since too late, Powell won't do it. Last week, the average 30-year mortgage rate dropped below 6% for the first time in years. He also is asking Congress to cap credit card interest rates at 10%. Some credit cards are now at 28% or higher. He also wants America to be the crypto capital of the world. And he also said that America under Biden was plagued by stagflation, meaning low growth and high inflation, a recipe for misery and failure and decline. But now, after just 1 year of his policies, exact opposite. No inflation, extraordinarily high economic growth. In 1 year, he slashed the monthly trade deficit by a staggering 77%. And since his landslide election victory, 77 million votes, he has avoided the catastrophic energy collapse, which has actually befallen every European nation that pursued the Green New scam. Here in Maryland, though, we're close to it. We'll tell you more about that. U.S. natural gas production is at an all-time high. U.S. oil production is up by nearly almost a billion barrels a day. Price of gasoline now below $2.50 in many areas, and so on and so forth. So we'll tell you tomorrow what he's calling on his European partners to do. The Trump administration is admitting they deported over 500,000 over the past year. Illegals, some are self-deporting, some deported had to be rounded up and deported. That would project to about 2 to 2.5 million. And to put it in comparison and pale, you look at it, the Biden administration let in anywhere between 12 to 20 million. So that shows you how monumental of a task this truly is. Barron Trump saved a woman's life after calling cops on a man brutally assaulting his girlfriend. So like a father, like son. Vice President Vance visits Minneapolis on Thursday, that's today, to deliver a speech restoring law and order in Minnesota. Elsewhere, Second Lady Usha Vance has made an exciting announcement. Baby number 4 is on the way, and we hear it's a boy. As we expected, Tina Peters' incident in prison looked like it was a setup, an effort to frame her for a felony to keep her in prison. The deep state will do anything to keep her locked up. President Trump signed the executive order to bring back mental institutions. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit later on because we're out of time in this segment. That's the way it went down, 368 days into our golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, more truth bombs from Davos coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company at 7:21.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23 traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has the morning off. And for the latest, here's Carlos Ramirez.
Two separate crashes on the inner loop of the Beltway near the Paring Parkway, both on shoulders, one of which affecting both shoulders. Outer loop of the Beltway, the two incidents that were causing headaches clear to the shoulders as well, but you're slow from Bel Air Road all the way over towards York Road. Then you slow down again from 795 down towards Security Boulevard. Inner loop of the Beltway, you're crowded between Green Spring Avenue and the JFX. It's for an earlier crash near the JFX. Southbound 895, southbound I-95, crowded, headed down towards the Fort McHenry and Harbor Tunnels. Pick your poison, they're both quite slow. I-95, BW Parkway, crowded towards Jessup, and 100, slow, westbound towards 97. Currently, it's about 36 degrees in Baltimore, hitting 49 later today, a low of 32. Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25, Weather Authority says a mixture of clouds and sun today, upper 40s tonight, low in the 20s. Winter storm watch in effect for Saturday, pretty much Saturday evening through Sunday overnight. Saturday, Sunday overnight, and then, of course, all day Sunday with the accumulations. Right now, at least 3 to 6 inches of snow. We are expecting possibly more through. So Sunday is going to be the biggest day of concern. And Monday morning rush hour looks like it's going to be a mess. So we'll take a look at that as well. Right now, it's 36 in Edgewater, 34 in Glen Burnie. We're talking redistricting here. If you want to weigh in, 410-922-6680. What do you think is going to happen? I know the last time they tried this, they got shot down in court. That is a rare moment when there is a victory for Republicans in courts in Maryland. So I don't know whether that was a one-off, whether that was a fluke, or whether that's judges actually following the law, and which is always a refreshing thing. It's rare these days to see it happen, but it is refreshing when you see it here in the state of Maryland. So I do believe that without doubt the House will pass this redistricting map that was conceived behind closed doors. Yes, they held public hearings. There was some input, but even the chairperson knew it was a predetermined outcome when Angela Alsobrooks couldn't be bothered to show up, at one or two maybe of the four or five meetings? Just couldn't be bothered. And once she left early, so I'd say maybe one and a half. So, again, she knew what the cake was already baked, so to speak. And so you got that to contend with. But it's going to pass the House because that's Jocelyn Peña Melnick's place now. And she wants this redistricting map probably more than Governor Moore does. And then over in the Senate, Bill Ferguson thinks, well, wait a minute. We could end up losing seats. We could not only first district will remain in Andy Harris's favor, but the second district maybe not the second district, but the second district to be looked at might be the CD six, where Chris Burnett, who we've had a couple of times, is vying for a seat there against April McLean Delaney. And David Trone now is back in the works there. But, again, as we've said repeatedly, I don't believe any congressional districting should be done on the basis of race, on the basis of politics. It should be all the districts should be equal in population. And it is something that it's where the gerrymander name comes from, because it looked like it was Eldridge Gerry, the Massachusetts congressman and then governor. And then because the first one looked like a dang salamander. So that's where the name came from. And I think that's got to stop. And I think the courts eventually are going to stop it. I think there's a case, if I'm not mistaken, before the Supreme Court right now as well. Let's take a phone call here and in just a second. Wilma is in Baltimore. Wilma, good morning. Hello, Wilma.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yes, just on the redistricting issue, I think that they need to tell the evidence that they're using to develop what the redistricting plots are. And if that evidence includes just moving votes, that they're actually counting citizens and moving vote votes from one bucket to another bucket, then it has to be illegal. That's stealing votes.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would agree that if there's a legitimate cause for maybe underrepresentation in some parts of that district, then that's a whole different thing. But most of the times they do take precaution to make sure the populations remain somewhat comparable. But then they start pulling friends. And I don't care whether it's a Republicans doing it or Democrats doing it. It would be wrong for either.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they specifically said that the meetings were held behind closed doors.
They were. Well, the vote was held behind closed doors, and some of the meetings were open to the public. But, again, look, we all know this was look, and it's the same thing in Texas. They met with a predetermined outcome. The Republicans down there, and thanks so much for the call, Wilma. But the reason why Republicans did it, and Trump, because he wasn't going to wait for the next census. And we've seen now the Democrats have done this for decades. They've waited for the end of cycle redistricting, but what they've done is they've stacked the decks, and they've done it with impunity over the years, where they've done it for racial. They've redrawn districts on racial lines, on partisan politic lines, everything but the true cause of redistricting. Don't forget, Casey and Company, the best of each and every day. You can check it out at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. It is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. State police are urging residents in Maryland to prepare for this weekend's winter storm and make plans now to limit travel. Officials say when a snow emergency plan is in effect, travel is strongly discouraged unless it's absolutely necessary. And vehicles parked on designated snow emergency routes will be towed. Roadways must remain clear so plow trucks and first responders can safely operate, and vehicle crashes can delay emergency response times. State police say staying off the roads helps keep everyone safe and allows crews to restore safe travel conditions more quickly. Two people are hospitalized following a Wednesday afternoon townhouse fire in Columbia. Howard County Fire and Rescue units were called to Nightmiss Court shortly before 2:30 p.m., and they rescued a person who was trapped in the home. A second person was able to escape on their own. The victim who was rescued was taken to the hospital with serious burn injuries, and the other occupant suffered smoke inhalation. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And a man who was shot by ICE agents in Glen Burnie on Christmas Eve is facing federal charges. Portuguese immigrant Tiago Alessandra Sousa Martins was shot by federal immigration officers after he allegedly tried to run them over with his van during a field operation in Anne Arundel County. ICE says Sousa Martins is undocumented, and he came to the U.S. in 2008. Sousa Martins suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wounds in his shoulder and thigh. And the Maryland Department of Transportation has released its $22 billion six-year capital budget. Officials say the consolidated transportation program for fiscal years 2026 to 2031 outlines a balanced funding plan that prioritizes safety and reliability. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes.
Tired of feeling worn out halfway through your workout or exhausted before the day even begins? If staying active matters to you, fuel your body with Rescue Orsi. Most people don't realize your body runs on ATP, the natural energy that powers every muscle, every heartbeat, and every step. But as we age, ATP production slows down, taking stamina and endurance with it. That's where Rescue Orsi comes in. This cutting-edge formula with research-backed ingredients supports ATP production at the cellular level, so you can keep moving, keep your heart pumping, and keep doing what you love every day without jitters or crashes. Just use my code MYENERGY to buy one, get one free today at RES-Q.com or call a rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Don't miss out. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483. Or online at res-q.com to get your second bottle of Rescue Oriseed for free with code MYENERGY at checkout.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes.
Feeling like rush hour on the outer loop, you're slow from I-95 all the way over towards your exits for Towson and headed towards the 83s. Inner loop of the Beltway crowded towards Parkville and Hartford Road. Bel Air Road is slow headed southbound towards 40. You're crowded on Hartford Road through Mayfield and you're slow. I-95, 895 towards the Fort McHenry and Harbor Tunnels. Slow going on the outer loop towards Security Boulevard. You're going to see a high of 49 degrees later today. Mostly clear skies. Currently 38 degrees. Carlos Ramirez, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mix of sun and clouds today with highs actually in the milder upper 40s to near 50. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows falling back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Analyzing the Ravens selection process for their next head coach, easy for me, has become a sport of its own here in Baltimore. No less than 17 candidates have received first-round interviews. And now the team is on to the second round. If this sounds a bit like the NFL draft process, ESPN's Adam Schefter would agree.
The way the Ravens are approaching this hiring cycle to me is very similar to the way that they draft. They sit back at the end of the round. They watch all the teams in front of them make their moves, and then the Baltimore Ravens step in and make their selection with whatever greatness is left.
Schefter went on to say that none of the coaches already hired by NFL teams would have made the Ravens' second round. And on that note, there are currently six head coaching vacancies in the NFL, and CBS Sports has ranked them like this. Number one is Buffalo. Number two, Baltimore. The Raiders are three. Steelers are four. The Browns are five. And the Cardinals come in at six. One other coaching note, Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores re-ups in Minnesota. A new contract for next season unless he gets a head coaching job this cycle. Great piece in the Sun this morning about the mobility of college football Power Four conference starting quarterbacks and the paychecks they're commanding on the open market. Experienced starters commanding financial packages worth north of $3 million. Among the 68 quarterbacks who were starters in 2025 at Power Conference schools, 16 entered the portal and 28 indicated they would return to their teams. Food for thought here from Alabama football coach Nick Saban on the wisdom of the 13-member independent selection committee responsible for picking the CFP final 16 teams that compete for the national championship. This on the Pat McAfee Show.
Look, would we allow the winner of the AAA Baseball League, the International League, whatever they call it, I don't even know the name of it, would you let them in the World Series playoffs?
I don't think they do. No, I don't think.
No, they don't, but I'm saying, but that's the equivalent of what we do when JMU gets in to the college football playoff, and Notre Dame doesn't.
And finally, women's basketball great and Baltimore's own Angel Reese continues to make news off the court. Reese now joining the cast of Netflix smash hit The Hunting Wives, a dramatic whodunit about an East Texas socialite and her inner circle. The show premiered last July and became the most streamed series in America by the end of that month, with more than 2 billion minutes viewed. The new role continues the 23-year-old's foray into Hollywood. Reese made a cameo as herself in Netflix 2025 political thriller A House of Dynamite. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a new survey throws a red flag at football.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management.
Call them.
Who? Me?
Greben Wealth Management.
Oh.
I just heard you suggest that.
Okay, so I'll call them.
Okay.
Comfort food if the power goes out?
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier last hour.
I mean, how do you not? Oh, if the power goes out. I see. Okay, I was going to say
actually, we were talking about it during a heavy snowstorm.
Okay, so during a heavy, you got to make a mac and cheese, don't you?
Mac and cheese, I had tomato soup with grilled cheese.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Absolutely, yeah. Something hot. Also hot chocolate. I never drink hot chocolate, but I would drink it then.
Yeah.
Sean, you sent me this email the other day, which I'm not sure what to make of this, but we got to talk about it. It's a survey that was produced by Football Ticket Marketplace Live Football Tickets, analyzing patterns, certain patterns of NFL football fans. Here are the key findings. America's most loyal sports fans may be its least loyal partners.
Uh-oh.
Adults aged 45 to 54, that's the most devoted NFL watching age group, are also the most likely to cheat, with over a quarter, 27%, admitting
cheat on their spouse or cheat at their job or spouse.
Infidelity.
Okay.
Crazy. Then also this, sports loyalty is now a dating deal breaker. So I've heard of politics, being a date. But so now 1 in 6 Americans, 15%, admit that they've rejected someone based solely on their sports affinity. So, in other words, a Steeler fan could reject a Ravens fan,
but you know,
simply
I think
because they're a Ravens fan.
I think it's a more recent generational thing. I've met a lot of people that are mixed team marriages. Ravens, Steelers. I know three or four of them.
Right.
And do
they watch football together?
But I don't know any Redskins, Cowboys team. I just think that's a fatal mix there.
Wait, so are you saying you know Steeler-Ravens mixes?
Yes, I do.
You do. You know Steeler-Ravens.
I absolutely
but you
do.
Don't know Redskin-Cowboys.
I have not heard. I'm sure there is one, but I have not. I don't.
Really? I wonder if there's a Bears-Packers mix.
Can you imagine?
A Yankees-Red Sox mix?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Crazy.
It's got to be.
Celtics-Knicks?
Yeah. So, who would the Dolphins rival be?
Who?
Yeah.
Are they still an NFL team?
Yes, for the moment.
I
don't know what that says about football fans. I just don't think it's. I think it's more of a new thing rather than the old school.
Interesting stuff, though.
It is. So,
thank you for sending.
My pleasure.
You're
good
welcome.
Stuff. We're always looking out for you. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour. Speaking of comfort foods, Jay in Westminster has one. Good morning, Jay.
I just was calling in for some ideas. You had the discussion earlier about comfort food. I'm worried about if the power's off 8 or 10 hours, what kind of foods could you come up with?
Yeah, because you can't cook.
Right, and maybe some of the audience could call in with some ideas. Yeah. The only one I could think of was a cold tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah, that's I don't know how long it's going to be cold. I mean, if you don't open the refrigerator, it'll stay cold for a while.
Yeah, or you could put it outside.
You put it outside. That's a good suggestion.
If you're a camper, you get your propane and you get your little stove that you use for camping,
grill.
But
let's say you don't have that. So right. what would you be stuck with? You'd have to eat canned foods
sandwich.
Or non-perishables
right,
or something.
Right.
So
right. Stick stuff out on the porch can be chilled.
Yeah, well, I was thinking if you don't have a blender, you can't use a mixer.
Yeah, well, you have to do everything manually, like old school.
So,
Jay, you'd have to go out and churn your own butter. Be careful there, buddy, okay?
Yep.
All right, Jay, thanks for the call. Appreciate that so much. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The Maryland power bill crisis, I think, is a Achilles heel for the Democrats. I'm reading on this article, Zero Hedge, by Tyler Durden. And he says that years of poor power grid management by Democrats, mostly due to backfiring green policies in the state, collided with surging electricity demand from AI data centers. And he said the Powerball crisis is the one-party rule state of Democrat Party kings and queens, headed by leftist Governor Wes Moore, who has presidential ambitions. He said struggling Marylanders are financially crushed by mounting power bill debt and venting their frustration in a Facebook group with nearly 14,000 angry residents. How about that? The Facebook group is called BGE Victims, and there are nearly 14,000 members. I think it should be Democrat Energy Victims. I would have renamed it, but anyway. Many of the group pointing fingers at not just BGE, but the grid operator PJM, also one-party rule of Democrats in the state, who have masqueraded as competent managers, but in reality are far-left activists looting the state's coffers. Then you got the Senate President Bill Ferguson, who is a executive with CI Renewables, solar energy. How does that happen? How does a man that has massive conflicts of interest with a renewable solar company get to help determine energy policy for the state of Maryland, only in the corrupt state of Maryland? Anyway, there is a Baltimore resident. Her name is Cheryl Harrison. She wrote in this Facebook group, "I just joined this post. I'm in the same situation as a lot of people. My BG&E bills $800 a month. I have no idea why I've called them, and they've even come out and they told me the same thing they told other people. Change my light bulbs, do this, do that. It's still that much right now, but I'm in a worse situation than ever. My BGE bill has accumulated, I'm not kidding, to almost $6,000 behind. They can't cut the electric off until the end of February." And that is, her bill tops nearly $6,100. And she is just one of many that are writing. And again, it's all because of Democrats. It is Democrats and their apocalyptic environmentalist agenda that is driving this. When you look at it, they retired fossil fuel power plants. They degrowth the grid with unreliable solar and wind. And what Democrats are saying is a climate emergency. We all know it is not a climate crisis. This is what they use to gain control and power over you. They want control over you and your thermostat. And the rest of us, what kind of car we drive. How much, we just saw in Virginia. They're going to tax, after telling us that we can't use gasoline-powered leaf blowers, in Virginia, they're taxing the electric ones, or the battery-operated ones. This is who they are. They're scorpions. They will sting you at every chance. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 time. Once again, for an update on traffic and weather on the threes, in for Chuck Whitaker, here's Carlos Ramirez.
Beltway traffic looking rough all over, especially on the outer loop from Bel Air Road, headed towards the JFX and the Harrisburg Expressway. Inner loop of the Beltway on and off the brakes as well from Park Heights Avenue to the JFX. Then again, you're on and off as you make your way towards Parkville. The worst of it is as you approach Hartford Road. So far, outer loop is crowded from 795 down towards Security Boulevard. Inner loop, not much better. Southbound I-95, 895, very crowded as you make your way down towards your tunnels. You're slow on West Mulberry Street. You're crowded as you make your way on Orleans Street. Southbound JFX, slow as you make your way down towards East Fayette Street. Light Street is crowded, so is Cal Ripken Way and Russell Street. It's 38 degrees in Baltimore, getting up towards 49 later today. Carlos Ramirez, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, time for Choose Your Fake News, so give us a call. Let us know if you'd like to participate in the panel. We're down one today, so it's the ladies, Double X and Maggie, that you'll have to score off against here. 410-922-6680. We've got some WCBM merchandise headed your way. If you can correctly guess the fake news story, do it right now. Okay, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mixture of clouds and sun today. Upper 40s tonight. We're back down in the 20s. And then it gets interesting. Winter storm watch is in effect for Saturday evening. Overnight Saturday to Sunday. And then all day Sunday. We're expecting heavy snow at times. Accumulations at least 3 to 6 inches. We'll have an update for you on the storm tomorrow with Fox 45 meteorologist Amy Aronson. But we are going to get some of that frozen white stuff. We just don't know how much yet. Okay? So we'll keep an eye on it for you. Right now, 33 in Ellicott City, 35 in Annapolis. Time once again to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And our contestant today is Dave in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, or last?
Last.
All right, good luck to you, Dave. Right. Story number one, it's now a thing. It's called a divorce ring. Divorced women are actually going into jewelry stores in London and elsewhere and asking for diamonds and rings to celebrate their divorces. Apparently, you wear the divorce ring on your middle finger. Story number two, Michigan Democrat Sri Thanadar has introduced a bill to disarm ICE agents. The bill prohibits ICE agents from carrying any weapons at all. ICE agents must contact local law enforcement for protection and for enforcement. And story number three, a Florida man, and we don't know.
That's why he's off.
We don't know if it was Chuck or not. We're still looking into this, but there was a robbery at Kosher Kingdom. A man stuffed beef, a lot of steaks, and a whole bottle of wine down his pants.
No wonder he doesn't feel well today.
It was a $100 cowboy steak, you know, one of those tomahawks.
Wow.
And a wine all found in his pants. It was caught on...
Is that a bottle of wine?
Security camera. All right.
Oh,
is it divorce rings, number one? Number two, a Democrat introduces disarm agents bill, or story three, where is the beef? All right, we'll start with Michelle.
Oh, I'm really bad this week. I'm 0 for 4.
0 for 4?
Or 0 for 3. That's right. We haven't done this one yet.
That's right. Well, that's kind of a prediction. So.
Yes. I agree. I'm going to go with number three.
All right. Michelle goes number three. Maggie?
Oh, man. I got to say, I'm going to say number one.
Maggie goes for the middle finger divorce ring. And Dave and Glen Burnie.
I'm counting on Michelle to break her streak. I'm going with three.
Dave is going with three. Nobody voiced story number two. The Democrat who wants to disarm ICE agents. That is our fake news story of the day.
Sorry.
All right, Dave. Sorry about that. Thanks for listening.
Sorry, Dave.
Playing the game. Michelle now 0 for 4. I tell you, you're in a little bit of a rut. You got to break out of it tomorrow. Maybe Chuck will inspire you.
I still
Maggie,
hope so.
Maggie has a quizzical look on her face.
I'm confused. Yeah. Most of the time.
Isn't that your natural state?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what Sean does to us with fake news. He aims to confuse.
Right.
Oh, boy. Well, I was confused during this week. I had the 427 Hemi, so we're all in the same boat. All right. Thanks, Dave, for playing the game. Appreciate that. Oh, we have a call from Alice in Cadenceville. Alice, I understand you're from a mixed marriage.
Yeah, you do know a mixed team marriage for Redskins and Cowboys, because I was, you know, growing up in Montgomery County, I was on the sofa every Sunday with my dad watching the Redskins, all through the 70s and 80s. And I remember the Dolphins, you know, I was trying to beat the Dolphins in 1972 and didn't work out so great. But the 80s, we did great. But anyway, but my husband spent his first two decades in Texas, so he's definitely a Cowboys fan.
All right.
And which makes it a little difficult sometimes.
Well, at least two times a year, Alice.
Just kidding.
No, it's
fine, so.
I think most people are fine with it. There are some people who get a little bit carried away, but
yeah, but we did have jokes about it when we were dating that, you know, oh, it was never going to work out, you know. But and I have to say, I want Gary to learn how to say semi-quincentennial. It's not that hard.
Yeah, there you go.
If he can say bicentennial, he can say quincentennial, and then just put a semi in front of it.
Right. I think the semi part throws everybody. If you just go with quincentennial and just throw the semi on. So there you go. Thanks so much, Alice. Have a great day. Enjoy your weekend. Appreciate that. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. John says that, good morning, Sean, regarding Greenland, skip the intermediary step of annexing. Greenland proposed directly to the Danes to join the USA as the 52nd state. Here's the thing. I don't want another state that's going to give us two Democrat senators and another Democrat seat in the House. And that would go for Puerto Rico, D.C., Greenland, I do not want another state. That would be political suicide. I think President Trump's too smart to do that. John also says, replace Democrats with communists. The Green Party in West Germany was actually formed by the communists when they realized they had to sell the people on ecology, green movement, rather than communism, authoritarian ideology, statist, because that economic system just doesn't work. Yeah, that's a great point. When they understand that people have rejected the so-called economics of socialism, they then came up with climatism. Okay, the climate crisis. So that is what replaced communism, is this climate alarmism, if you will. Town Appliance, two great guys who run the store, Mayor and Mayor, 70 different brands of appliances on display. They're going to expand the showroom here shortly, so they'll have even more. And I recently went in, and Mayor helped me out, because I have one of those older kitchens. The house is 36 years old, and I have a limited space, and so I'm going to have to alter the kitchen cabinets because none of the new appliances fit. So he gave me a name of a guy that he knows. So they're always there. They want you for a customer for life. They have five-star service, competitive pricing, and all the appliances you could ever want and hope to look at for every single budget. Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
I'm Mr. White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. My customers have immediate, noticeable, measurable improvement in quitting tobacco, alcohol, gambling, food, stress, PTSD, healing after surgery, menstrual problems, cysts, headaches, warts, thumb sucking, nail biting, grinding teeth, tics, remembering, taking tests, exams, studying, and more. For sports, golf, tennis, wrestling, baseball, basketball, archery, balance beam. I only help one archer and one balance beam. However, several thousand smokers. It's my two-session specialty. If you want me to help you, 410-661-1111. 410-26-1111. And five ones.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you. Connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, with the update, we have got the king of all traffic having the day off. That means that Carlos Ramirez is filling in.
A lot of folks on the roads this morning. Northbound 295, very crowded, headed past I-95, trying to get onto Russell Street. You're crowded on Light Street and Cal Ripken Way as well. So far, Orleans Street and West Mulberry Street, very slow going. Southbound 895 and I-95, crowded, headed down towards the Fort McHenry and Harbor Tunnel. Might be dealing with a crash in the Harbor Tunnel as well, so be patient. I'll get you more info by next report. Outer loop of the Beltway, slow from Bel Air Road all the way over towards the 83s. Inner loop, on and off the brakes from Liberty Road all the way over towards I-95. Outer loop is slow from 795 down towards I-70. It's currently 39 degrees in Baltimore, hitting a high of 49 later today. I'm Carlos Ramirez, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, a mixture of clouds and sun today, upper 40s, tonight in the 20s, and then winter storm watch in effect Saturday evening through Sunday. That snow is expected to start around sometime after 6 p.m., but it's going to snow most of the day on Sunday. We're expecting at least 3 to 6 inches, and we'll have an update for you from Fox 45 meteorologist Amy Aronson on tomorrow's program. Right now, a balmy 42 in Ocean City and 34 in Severn. I just got a text from one of our listeners. Larry says, Sean, there's also a Facebook page for Delmarva Power Victims. Another Exelon company serves most of Delmarva. The other supplier and chop tank company is the Chop Tank Co-op. Their bills are only one half of Delmarva's, interestingly enough. So we'll get more text here in just a second. Claude in Arbutus wants to talk Greenland. Good morning, Claude.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Fine, sir. Thanks.
Snow Joe ready?
Yes, sir.
I heard that. Anyway, buddy, listen. We don't need Greenland. Well, we could use Greenland, but we don't need to buy Greenland because they said that we could be there. if we needed to be. Because, well, we're part of NATO anyway, so you had to cover Greenland. That's automatic.
Yeah, but it's a national security imperative, and I think, and here's what it really kind of was a head scratcher to me. NATO knows this, and NATO had warned. Denmark had warned. I did the story yesterday for decades, quarter of a century, warned about the looming China and Russia threat of coveting the Arctic Circle. So NATO knew, Denmark knew, and yet when President Trump said it, they acted as if they were stunned.
Right, like they were out in left field.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sean, another thing, these Democrats, man, they're really getting sick. I mean, they're trying to do away with the 287G, I think is what it is.
Yep.
And that's crazy. And, you know, now they're trying to do away with ICE with masks. They can't tell ICE not to wear a mask. They have no jurisdiction over the federal government.
You're absolutely right about that, Claude. And unfortunately, I think you're smarter than probably 90% of the delegates and senators in Annapolis.
Well, I was a cop at one time, but that comes under supremacy clause. I'm correct, right?
You're absolutely right. No state can interfere or impede in any way, shape, or form with federal agents. Just can't do it. Now, yeah, I would recommend you work with them. You cooperate with them, and I think that's going to get you far more and keep the community much safer. I mean, you were a cop. You let a known criminal back into the community. The odds are he's going to reoffend frequently.
Look how many child molesters I've dealt with in my days.
Yeah.
In the projects. You know, it's sad, man. It really is. That these politicians, you know, they care about themselves like Scott Ferguson. He needs to get the H out of there.
Yeah. All right, Claude, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. Okay. And by the way, interesting, there's an article in the Baltimore Sun today with Larry Hogan out of the Maryland governor's race. The GOP regroups, and the article, basically the tone of it is that there's only one guy that can get the job done against Westmore, and that is Steve Hershey, according to many in the media, Jason Bulker. Here's Nicole Harris, Andy's wife, said... they're not playing favorites, but here's what she said. Hershey probably does have the advantage of name recognition as well as the ability to fundraise over some of the other candidates. That's not to say other candidates won't be able to step up and do the job as well. Here's the thing. Hershey is Hogan 2.0. Hale has much more name recognition than Hershey does, okay? The only thing Hershey has is he can tap into the Hogan donors. We were talking with Ed Hale yesterday about that. So there, you know, Hogan can pick up the phone. Hey, you got to support my guy Hershey. Okay, so that's the advantage Hershey has. We'll see if Ed Hale is able to benefit from that. But I hate when the media and others try to pick our candidates for us. Let the Republican primary voters pick our candidate, please. Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. Just saw Vinny yesterday. He was in to record a bunch of commercials. He looks great. He took his family to Universal over the holidays, and he was getting primed for the big selling season, which is coming up in just 2 months, springtime. And he says that he was telling me a story about a couple that was downsizing, and they called him 6 or 7 months ahead of time, and it was a good thing they did, because there are a lot of things to discuss. There's staging, there's fixing things up in your house, getting ready for the sale, and you want to be able to not rush it and do everything all at once. So he said it was a good thing they did, because they ended up getting a really good price. And again, he sells on average for much more than agents, and much faster than other agents as well. So when you want your home to sell and you want it sold for the price you want and the time frame that you want, just call Vinny. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online at vinnysteele.com. Coming up next, more Trump truth bombs from Davos. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says his newly impaneled Board of Peace will work with the United Nations to make this a more peaceful world. The president of the World Economic Forum in Davos introduced the board today, with members signing its charter. Mr. Trump says, with the meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky before departing Switzerland, he says Zelensky and Vladimir Putin are getting closer to a peace agreement.
I believe they're at a point now where they can come together and get a deal done. And if they don't, they're stupid. That goes for both of them. And I know they're not stupid. But if they don't get this done, they are stupid.
Mr. Trump has shelved his Greenland-related tariff threat against European allies.
The president had threatened tariffs in his bid to gain ownership of Greenland, but he called off the threat after agreeing with NATO on a future Arctic security deal.
Gets everything we wanted, including especially real national security.
One possibility is the U.S. building more military bases on the Danish island. His tariff threats had sparked a sharp drop in the financial markets and angered European leaders who feared the collapse of NATO. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A dangerous winter storm is expected to spread snow, freezing rain and ice, and frigid temperatures from Texas to the Northeast into the weekend. Forecasters say some places could get a foot of snow. About 100 million people are under some kind of winter weather watch, warning, or advisory. A Texas jury has acquitted former Uvalde School's police officer Adrian Gonzalez. Among the first to respond to the deadly mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, he had been accused of failing to stop the gunman early on and faced 29 criminal charges. On Wall Street, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 143 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 215 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
It's a new year. Ready for a fresh start or career reboot? At My Computer Career, prep for a more recession-resistant future in the high-demand fields of IT, cybersecurity, in months, not years, including AI. Whether you're starting out or switching careers, no prior training is needed. Attend school online from home or on campus. Go to mycomputercareer.edu to take the free career evaluation today. mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Meet Lee Platts, a renter whose possessions fill not only her apartment, but also the darkest corners of a mini-storage unit. A land of both truth and fiction. Truth, everything inside is protected by Progressive. Fiction, one day Lee will fit into her clothes from senior year of high school. Renters, discover coverage for what you love and what you can't get rid of in Progressive's protection zone. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes.
Slowing down all over town, southbound JFX, crowded from Ruxton Road all the way down towards Druid Park Lake Drive. You're slow going on the Franklin Mulberry Expressway, Mulberry Street particularly slow. Southbound I-95, 895 slow towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Outer loop of the Beltway, you're slow from Bel Air Road over towards the 83s. Inner loop of the Beltway might be dealing with a crash near Park Heights Avenue. Currently looks like it's just about 39 degrees in Baltimore, hitting up to 49 later today. Carlos Ramirez, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mix of sun and clouds today with highs actually in the milder upper 40s to near 50. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows falling back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
36 degrees in Pikesville, 37 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Department of Health is expanding advanced primary care delivery throughout the state. Officials say the expansion will help residents access primary care more quickly, more effectively manage chronic conditions, and reduce unnecessary hospital visits. It's estimated that around 1.2 million Marylanders who are enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid could benefit from the programs. And Fox 45 reports that the Harford County Council rejected County Executive Bob Cassily's emergency appointment of former school board member Terry Coker to fill an unexpected vacancy after Dr. Aaron Poynton, president of the Board of Education, suddenly resigned earlier this month. Poynton's resignation came just hours after the district superintendent, Dr. Sean Bolson, was placed on paid administrative leave following a report by Fox 45 that uncovered an alarming phone call made to the New Orleans Police Department to report a theft. Last night's winning Maryland lottery number was, the pick three was 262, the pick four, 7861. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Do you know who has the keys to your home? Has it been years since you've had your locks changed? Do you know if anyone has duplicated your key without your knowledge? If you don't know the answer to any of these questions, contact Crestlock.com. Crestlock.com is locally family-owned since 1969. Crestlock.com is running a rekey special where you can get your locks rekeyed for a flat rate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800 or email rekey at Crestlock.com today.
Did you know that songbirds use up to 75% of their fat reserves in one winter night? That's the equivalent of 10% of their body weight. Insects are not as abundant in the cold months, and natural seed is scarce. Hi, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian at Wild Birds Unlimited. During winter, it's critical to offer high-fat foods like our winter super blend and super suet, so birds get the essential protein and fat they need to survive whatever winter brings. Come see us at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium, and now Columbia.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. So let me just start with this, Sean. The caller, semi-quincentennial. Is that right? 250 years. Semi-quincentennial. You learn something new every day. Ravens went in with an important interview yesterday in person with Chargers DC Jesse Minter, who according to multiple sources now may be the front runner for the team's head coaching job. Minter, with coaching history in Baltimore, on staff back in 2018 and 19 when Baltimore's defense was top five in the league under coordinator Don Wink Martindale. And ironically, Minter's dad, Rick, was the head coach at the University of Cincinnati back in the day, with a couple of young coaches on his staff by the name of John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin. And so the inevitable question was asked the other day of Harbaugh in New York on Lamar, the relationship at the end, good or bad?
Yeah, phenomenal relationship with Lamar. I mean, everything has been absolutely positive. Ask him, he'll tell you. I mean,
right.
we love each other. We tell each other we love each other. I mean, he's one of my favorite human beings. We revolutionized offensive football with Lamar Jackson. I don't know why that didn't get written about more.
Right.
You know, so let's talk about that.
Well,
you know?
Lamar won two MVPs under Harbaugh, and in 2024, the Ravens became the first team in NFL history to pass for 4,000 and rush for 3,000 yards in the same season. Takeaways from Maryland's 89-70 loss at Illinois last night. The three ball hurting the Terps again, out being outscored 27-9 from distance. And once again, another big run doing in the Terps. Illinois used an explosive 25-4 run late in the first half to turn a tight game into a commanding lead at the break. Coming up in 30 minutes, one of the most iconic calls in the history of sports. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can reach us here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show, as many have, using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Double X Dracella. And coming up in this hour, Democrats continue to wage war on ICE, the agency, and their personnel, the agents. Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth in about 30 minutes here on the show, talking going to be big on the budget here in the next, as that was revealed yesterday by Governor Tax and Spend More. But our top story here in this hour is, once again, just an incredible president. It is a I can't remember ever seeing a president deliver the kind of speech that we saw yesterday in Davos, Switzerland. For the 77 million of us who voted for this president, this is what we voted for. This is who we voted for. To get up there and be able to articulate and to emphasize. And again, this was, as Steve Bannon said, he said it was the best speech since Pericles at Athens. But this was about nationalism, populism, common sense, conservatism. For us, it was America First. He was there standing by defending the principles of America First and trying to break the backs of the, the old monarchies, the kingdoms, if you will, the European Union and others. If you want your country to heal, if you want it to get better, to financially improve, ditch the socialism, ditch the mass migration, and ditch putting this globalism that so many have embraced. And here was President Trump yesterday in Davos.
The situation in Minnesota reminds us that the West cannot mass import foreign cultures, which have failed to ever build a successful society of their own.
And that's truer words never spoken. I mean, you know, a lot of stuff is like, I'm thinking, and this is stuff that I've been saying for years. This is the stuff I've been feeling and thinking for years. Telling the Europeans, look, if it weren't for you, you'd be speaking Japanese or German or who knows, maybe even Russian if things turned out differently. So he also had, you know, he doesn't have a lot of patience for people like Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, who, when he's with Trump, he licks his boots and he's very, he bends the knee. But then when he gets away from Trump, he starts to think he's his own man. And he starts saying things that are anathema to America First. And here was Trump's message to the Prime Minister of Canada.
We're building a golden dome that's going to, just by its very nature, going to be defending Canada. Canada gets a lot of freebies from us, by the way. They should be grateful also, but they're not. I watched your prime minister yesterday. He wasn't so grateful. But they should be grateful to us. Canada lives because of the United States. Remember that, Mark, the next time you make your statements.
Yeah, a little shot across the bow. On the Greenland deal, which there is a framework for the deal now. He ruled out force, markets rallied, and then sat down with the NATO Secretary General and everybody else and cut a deal which he says is a forever deal.
It's a deal that people jumped at. Really fantastic for the USA. Gets everything we wanted, including especially real national security and international.
But one of the most important things he said yesterday was not actually from the podium, from the stage. It was at a Q&A afterwards, and he let this little, and he's been giving us these little nuggets over the last couple of months about the election of 2020, and something is coming. People are going to be held accountable. Here's what he said yesterday.
It's a war that should have never started, and it wouldn't have started if the 2020 U.S. presidential election weren't rigged. It was a rigged election. Everybody now knows that. They found out. People will soon be prosecuted for what they did.
Bingo.
It's probably breaking news, but it should be. It was a rigged election. Can't have rigged elections.
Man, I sat up in my chair when he said that. I said, finally, thank God. People will soon be prosecuted for what they did during the 2020 election. And I've been calling for that since that election, here on the podcast, everywhere else. And, you know, you get called a kook, a conspiracy nut, so on and so forth. A lot of people were dismissed, but we shall see what happens. And I think when President Trump says it, you're darn well it's going to happen. I don't know who's going to pull it off, but it is going to happen. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, for Chuck Whitaker this morning, here's Carlos Ramirez.
Volume delays all over town so far. If you headed southbound on 895 or I-95, you're slow from the split all the way down into the Fort McHenry and the Harbor Tunnels. Northbound side of 295, very slow trying to get onto Russell Street or Lean Street. Westbound, particularly slow, headed past Linwood Avenue. Expect to see delays southbound JFX towards Druid Park Lake Drive. Beltway traffic slow on the outer loop from Bel Air Road over towards the 83s. And then, again, from 795 down towards about Security Boulevard. Interloop, not much better. You're crowded towards the 83s and continuing towards Hartford Road. Between the beltways, I-95, BW Parkway, not half bad. If you're making your way southbound on 97, you're slow, headed past Route 32. Currently, it's about 39 degrees in Baltimore, getting up towards 49 later today. I'm Carlos Ramirez. Traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We get a mixture of sun and clouds today. Upper 40s, back down to the 20s tonight. And then on Saturday night into Sunday morning, it gets interesting. Winter storm watch is in effect. We're expecting some snow. And that snow could be accumulating at least 3 to 6 inches, could be more. And we'll touch base with Fox 45 meteorologist Amy Aronson tomorrow, as we will know more as to what models are predicting right now. But there is going to be some snow, and it will most likely be most day of the day Sunday, tapering off Sunday night. It just depends how long it sticks around and as to how much it gets dumped on us here. Could be they're saying the most significant snowfall in 10 years. So we'll see what happens, but just want you to be aware. And right now we are 37 and cloudy in Annapolis. And it is 34 in Forest Hill. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, it is time once again for Fort McHenry, Baltimore, that is. And it's time for our America 250 celebration brought to you by the Smile Design Center. And, of course, America 250 is being brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. Well, it was on this date in 1924, senators investigating the Teapot Dome lease scandal declared they would use all the legal powers of the government to get to the truth. The Teapot Dome scandal was one of the worst scandals in history. Paling in comparison is the attempted coup of President Trump when he was spied on and conspired on, etc., by a former president, a vice president, and their administration. One of these days, people should be held accountable. A couple of significant war dates today. 1943, U.S. Took New Guinea in the first land victory over the Japanese in World War II. And a year later, U.S. troops invaded Italy, landing at Anzio Beach in a move to outflank German defensive positions. And it is quite the battles there in successive years. And finally, on this day in 1973, the Roe v. Wade decision. U.S. Supreme Court struck down state bans and made abortion legal. The High Court overturned that ruling just 4 years ago in the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. And again, the Roe versus the Wade in this case was a woman who then regretted. She had expressed regret for being used as a test case in that. Norma was her name, if I remember correctly. So there you have it, America 250. Birthday celebration is coming up this Independence Day as we celebrate our 250th birthday. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Lorian Harmony Hall,
opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorien Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorienAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's 8:21, 21 minutes after the hour. Got this text in from a listener saying, good morning, energy issue, yet the EV chargers that were just put in at Bedonia Royal Farms in Hunt Valley are about two dozen. The BGE recording record profits. Who's calibrating the digital meters? No one. They know this is unsustainable. What is the end game? Solar and wind is not the answer. End of quote. Yeah, we know that. It's not the answer, and yet they're still farting around, if you pardon my expression, with the, pardon the pun, with the solutions. We know what the solutions are. More fossil fuels now. Natural gas, coal, clean-burning coal. With the solar and wind industry cannot power the state of Maryland under its current requirements. And we, I'm telling you, the Democrats are very vulnerable on this. Hopefully Republican candidates start really taking this up and pounding it. Day in, day out, every day there should be some kind of press conference somewhere. And do it in front of people's homes. Do it in front of BGE headquarters. Every day you should be pounding this like a rock. And telling people that you have been bamboozled, deceived, hoodwinked, gaslit. You know, whatever term you want to use. Into thinking that there is a climate energy crisis and the only way out of it is solar and wind. And we're all seeing that now with the bills. We have the BGE victims. We have the Delmarva. I actually read an article that said that people are being schooled and taught how to bypass the BGE meters. I'm not advocating that because you have to know what you're doing. You'd have to be an electrician. So I'm not advocating it. I'm not suggesting it. I'm just telling you that's where we are today, that people are so desperate to stay to avoid these high bills that they're finagling away a bypass around their meter. Day 23. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update. In for Chuck Whitaker this morning is Carlos Ramirez.
Mostly dealing with volume delays this morning. Outer loop is slow from Bel Air Road over towards the 83s. Then you're slow going from Park Heights Avenue all the way down past the Baltimore National Pike. Southbound side of the JFX, you're slow going towards Druid Park Lake Drive. Southbound side of 895 and I-95 crowded from the split down into the harbor and Fort McHenry tunnels. 295 slow northbound, try to get onto Russell Street. You're crowded as you make your way on Orleans Street. Mulberry Street is a mess. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard particularly slow heading northbound towards Howard Street. So far, if you're making your way between the beltways, I-95, it looks okay. BW Parkway slow headed through Jessup. Currently 39 degrees in Baltimore, getting up towards 49 later today. Mostly clear skies. Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 says, today's going to be nice. Mixture of sun and clouds, upper 40s. Tonight, cold in the low 20s. But then Saturday, Sunday into Monday is going to be very interesting. We have a winter storm watch in effect for the area, and weekend temperatures dropping into the low 20s during the day Saturday and Sunday. Possible significant snow Saturday night through Sunday, at least Accumulations 3 to 6 inches, could be more. We'll know more tomorrow. We'll visit with Fox 45 meteorologist Amy Aronson to get the latest update for you. Right now, 37 and cloudy in the city. It's 39 in Stevensville. And let's take some calls here. Bob in Middle River. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Wonder if I could tell you about the tall black woman in a green dress.
Sounds like a Holly song, as I said.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I opened the door at midnight. What a beautiful sight. She was a tall black woman in a green dress. I let her in for the night. When she told me what she was going to do, it made my temperature rise. She was a long, tall woman in a green dress. What a great surprise. I'm only living, but I hope I'll be forgiven for doing wrong, because the long black woman in the green dress kept singing her song. The laptop was sitting at my left hand. The cell phone was sitting at my right. The other school items were in the room. I remember that night. I asked her if she took a credit card. She gave me a dirty look. To my surprise, when I woke up, I saw everything she took. I told it all to the police in a borrowed phone call. That cool black woman was a bad mess. She took it all.
That's great. That's to the lyrics. This song to the tune of Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies, folks. That's Bob in Middle River. Thank you very much. By the way, Harvard County Council rejected the school board appointee and the superintendent's contract is unclear. What the heck is going on in Harford County, folks? I'm telling you, I thought that county had its act together. And the school board is just a mess. Let's go to Chuck in Columbia. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. I want to tell you about my electric thing. I was getting my electricity from Martian's Gas and Light, and I got a letter that it would be canceled on the first of a month recently, and that I had to go. So I tried called up BG&E, and I just couldn't get through, and I got a call one evening. 3 days later, they finally did call back. And they told me that if I wanted to get power, I would have to go to their BGE.com and contract one of the people listed there, which would be like Delaware and Washington Gas and a couple other places. So I was just aced out of having a power here. So I had to sign up with the solar company to get the electricity. And fortunately, the BG&E is still trucking in gas to me, but I have to get that settled somehow.
Now,
and all of this, you cannot have, the new law in Maryland is mm-hmm. you cannot contract for it in 6 months with a company for your power.
Yep.
But previously, I was getting it for a year.
I had a 3-year deal with Constellation at 11 cents a kilowatt hour. They canceled mine. Mine is over as of next week. And they, I looked for a supplier in my area that I could at least, you know, have a competitive rate. There is none. It's BGE. BGE right now, I think it's 13 cents a kilowatt hour. It's going up to 16 cents in March and then back down.
Who's getting the money for making this happen?
Well, BGE is going to be making a lot of money and, again, I guess they lobby the dominant party in the state of Maryland, which are the Democrats. So do the math, connect the dots, and
that's where the extra dollars are going to support them for re-election.
Indirectly, yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, Chuck, thanks so much.
Things haven't changed. At least you can plan on being screwed all the time.
Yeah, well, if you live here long enough, you get used to it. Chuck, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Yeah, Chuck's story is similar as most of our stories are. Democrats took our choice away. Okay, why? You know, because they're in the pockets of the energy companies. That's why. It's not hard to figure out, is it? Mackenzie Frost coming up next. 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A weekend storm is expected to bring heavy snow, ice, and dangerously cold temperatures to Maryland. Governor Moore has declared a state of preparedness, directing the Department of Emergency Management to coordinate statewide preparations. The governor's declaration strengthens the state's ability to quickly respond to hazards with streamlined coordination and information sharing between emergency management officials, transportation, law enforcement, and public health agencies. The snow accumulation will depend on the exact track and strength of the storm. Residents in Baltimore and across central Maryland are stocking up on bread, milk, and toilet paper ahead of a weekend snowstorm. Employees at the Ace Hardware in Federal Hill tell WJZ-TV that customers have been coming into the store looking for supplies like salt, snow shovels, and de-icer for their windshields. Baltimore's Office of Emergency Management says anyone who has to be on the roads during the storm should make sure that their car is winterized, and they should prepare a disaster kit that includes extra clothing, blankets, and a first aid kit. The Maryland Department of Health is expanding advanced primary care delivery throughout the state. Officials say the expansion will help residents access primary care more quickly and more effectively manage chronic conditions and reduce unnecessary hospital visits. It's estimated that around 1.2 million Marylanders who are enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid could benefit from the programs. Dr. Mina Seshamani says by prioritizing regular access to primary care, the state is investing in the long-term health and well-being of residents. And the Sun reports that Baltimore residents will see better light rail service by 2034, and several Maryland counties will see their own road and highway improvements as early as 2031 under the Maryland Department of Transportation's newly finalized Consolidated Transportation Plan. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes.
Got volume delays all over town, especially on the Beltway. Outer loop is slow from Bel Air Road, headed over towards the 83s. Southbound JFX crowded towards Northern Parkway and points south. So far, Orleans Street, very slow westbound, and you're crowded on West Mulberry Street. Southbound 895 and I-95, slow towards the Fort McHenry and Harbor Tunnels. It's about 40 degrees in Baltimore, getting up towards 49 later today. I'm Carlos Ramirez, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, we've got a mix of sun and clouds today with highs actually in the milder upper 40s to near 50. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with lows falling back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8:35 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Ravens winnowing down their list of candidates with Chargers DC and apparent frontrunner Jesse Minter interviewing in Owings Mills yesterday. Anthony Weaver was here on Monday, and Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady is expected up next. So did he or didn't he, talking about Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti's comments on giving John Harbaugh advice about where he should land?
I only thought there was a couple jobs out there. I told him the one that I thought he could take. We'll see if I manifest correctly.
Well, let's cross-check that with Harbaugh's interview yesterday on WFAN in New York. Asked if Bisciotti did indeed give him advice on where to land.
No, he didn't tell me anything, so I don't know what he said.
Didn't he made it up?
He told me to take a year off. He told me to take a year away.
That's because he didn't want you coaching again.
He told me he was going to pay for a year's vacation. And I'm sure he's going to hear this quote because it's going to be out there. I want to mention it. It is in the contract. So,
and that is true. Bisciotti did mention that he told John to take a year off. NBA basketball player Danny Avdija speaking out yesterday, the former Wizard, now a Portland Trailblazer, fed up with the hate he receives for being from Israel. Quote, "You don't have to love what I stand for or how I look, but all of this hate for no reason. Like I'm deciding things in the world? I'll be honest. What do people expect me to do? This is my country. I love my country." Meanwhile, the Caps on the ice last night in Vancouver, and their season apparently hitting a new low.
Shoots the puck into the Washington zone. Besser after. Here's Kent. Centering. He scores!
O'Connor's goal midway through the second broke a 2-2 tie. That one on Sportsnet Canada, and the Canucks would hold on 4-3 the final, snapping an 11-game losing streak for Vancouver. They hadn't won at home since December 6th. Dylan Strome had a 3-point night for DC, two goals and an assist. Birthdays today, former Ravens running back Ray Rice, born on this day, January 22nd, 1987, turns 39 today, forever to be remembered for this.
Shotgun formation for Flacco. A minute 59 to go. This is your ball game for Baltimore. Flacco in the pocket. Dump off. Rice has some room, but can he really get to that first down line? Rice stays on his feet. Oh, Ray Rice! Incredible!
Ian Eagle had the call in San Diego. The Ravens on 4th and 29 with less than 2 minutes to go. They do complete the first down, and they go on to beat the Chargers 16-13 in overtime. And then there's this. On this day in sports history, one of the most iconic calls of all time. 53 years ago today, 1973, the Sunshine Showdown. It was called for the heavyweight championship of the world. Joe Frazier was undefeated as the champion. George Foreman undefeated as the challenger.
Down goes Frazier. The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count.
Howard Cosell, the voice. Frazier went down 6 times in all that night. Foreman winning by a second round knockout, becoming heavyweight champion of the world. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock on Casey and Company tonight. Fox 45 at 5:30, Mackenzie Frost, government investigative reporter, goes in-depth, and she joins us now on our Newsmaker Hotline. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How's it going?
It's going well. You're a busy beaver these days with the General Assembly opening up. Okay, budget's out. Governor Moore has revealed the budget, and a lot of questions. There are no tax or fee increases in it as of yet. But, you know, I get this sinking deja vu feeling for some strange reason. We've been here before.
Yes, I think a lot of people are looking at the details, and Republicans argue we want to see exactly how this will shake out, especially when lawmakers start their negotiations. And then we also have the Budget Reconciliation Financing Act, or the BRFA, and that's really where we might see some fee increases here and there included. And everyone can say, yes, the budget didn't have any of these increases because the budget bill itself might not, but the BRFA could still.
Yeah, and here in Maryland now, because they changed it, it used to be, they couldn't alter the governor's budget. Now you can. Now the legislature can stick whatever they want in the governor's budget, and they've got veto-proof margins to make it stick. So what do you think from your covering this and reading through the budget, there are some things in there that look to me that are going to be anathema to Democrats and they're going to push back on.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're already seeing some pushback, especially from people who support, you know, the green climate plans, right? The governor plans to pull money from the Strategic Energy Investment Fund or the SEIF for various plans, including some couple hundred million just directly straight from the SEIF into the general fund. And so I think that there are a lot of people who are frustrated calling him, saying that he's raiding this energy fund to help cover the budget. The $150 million cut to the Developmental Disabilities Administration, DDA, that's going to be significant. We saw cuts proposed to DDA last year, and then that ended up getting walked back after serious pushback from the community. So it'll be interesting to see if lawmakers decide to agree with the governor on that or if they're lobbied successfully by those within DDA.
And they did take some money from the Rainy Day Fund, I understand, about $150 million.
Yep, that is correct. And, you know, a lot of it includes just transfers and, you know, shuffling money from this fund to the other fund. The capital budget takes the money from there into the general fund, so construction projects will be delayed that were planned. And that's arguably why Republicans have been saying that this doesn't really address the structural problem. This gets us there for this year. But in out years, we still have the structural problem, and these cuts and transfers don't necessarily address the larger problem.
So the translation then is we're here again back next year with the same problems.
Yes, which I've been here for 5 years now, and that seems to be how lawmakers do things in Maryland.
Yeah, just keeping the kicking the can down the road when it comes to especially the structural stuff.
Exactly, and a lot of the problems really have to do with the blueprint, right? And that is something that we've seen the conversations unfold year after year after year. The governor is putting more money into education this year. He says that comes from the blueprint fund, which there's funding for right now. But next year, we're going to have to look at that significantly. And in future years after that, the blueprint fund itself runs dry pretty quickly. And so then the conversation will have to be, where does the funding come from? And will there be a dedicated revenue stream for that? You know, it's not really a surprise to many people that there aren't any tax and fee increases this year. It's an election year. But next year, if serious changes aren't made, next year tax and fee increases will be right back on the table.
Yeah. It seems to me also that, and I haven't actually read the entire budget, obviously, but there's all sorts of missing money from agencies, state agencies that basically are depending on the feds to reimburse them, and that looks like that's not going to happen. Uncollectible unemployment benefits that were overpaid. It just seems that there is waste, fraud, and abuse, and that doesn't seem that was addressed in any of these budget figures. Can you shed any light on that?
Yeah, I think that the governor did put some money, a little bit of money, toward addressing the repeat audit findings, although what exactly that means, we don't know how that money will be used for these repeat audit findings. Will one agency specifically get additional staffers for it, you know, to work on this? It's not clear. I think the governor has been feeling a lot of pressure in recent months, given the string of audits that have come out about various agencies showing several problems that continue to be issues year after year, even after audits reveal them. And the governor has been under pressure to do something about it. And so I think this is his way of being able to tell the public, I am doing something about it. You know, putting a little bit of money toward that is what he says. But again, we'll have to wait and see how lawmakers want to actually spend that cash to address the repeat audit findings. You know, and the state also isn't increasing provider payments for programs within DHS, MDH, the education department. So we're talking about some of the provider payments for foster care kids. And I think some people would argue that's good given all of the problems, but we also have a lot of issues with getting providers for foster care kids, which lead to some of the issues that we've seen with hospital overstays and the hotel placements.
Yeah, I had like 44 kids overstaying in hospitals. More with McKenzie tonight in depth, 5:30 on Fox 45. And the big question I'll ask McKenzie next is, will local jurisdictions end up footing the bill for a lot of this stuff? All right, first, let's take a look at traffic and weather on the threes. In for Chuck Whitaker this morning, here's Carlos Ramirez.
Rush hour is coming to a close, but we're still dealing with delays all over the place. Southbound JFX in particular, quite slow as make way towards the Northern Parkway and points south. Mulberry Street is slow eastbound, and westbound side of Orleans Street quite crowded. Light Street slow both ways as you make way through Camden. So far, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard is crowded. Northbound side of 295 trying to get onto Russell Street is on the brakes. Southbound 895 and 95 very slow towards the Harbor and Fort McHenry tunnels. Outer loop of the Beltway on the brakes from Bel Air Road all the way over towards Hartford Road. And so far, outer loop is slow as you make way from Pikesville down towards the Security Boulevard and continuing towards I-70. Northbound 95 starting to slow down as you make way towards 295. Currently, it's about 41 degrees in Baltimore, getting up towards 49 later today, mostly clear skies. Carlos Ramirez, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear now, but the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast saying we are expecting a winter storm watch in effect for our area over the weekend. Temperatures will be dropping into the 20s on Saturday. We expect this storm to hit sometime Saturday evening into overnight into Sunday, with most of the heavy snow on Sunday, at least 3 to 6 inches. Accumulation is possible, so get out the skis and sleds, and it could be more. We'll have more with Fox 45's meteorologist Amy Aronson tomorrow here on the program. Right now we're talking with Mackenzie Frost in depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. And Mackenzie, what can you tell us? Some of this burden seems to have been shifted or transferred over to local jurisdictions, meaning the counties are going to have to pick up some of the cost cutting here in the governor's budget.
Yeah, I think that this was also a little expected to kind of push this onto counties. He is looking at shifting 50% of the burden for retirement plans for teachers, librarians, and community college workers onto the counties. So that will be, you know, these county local government's responsibility to pick up the tab. I did ask the governor yesterday, you know, why they thought this was a good idea, given the fact that, you know, county governments are dealing with their own issues and their own budgets, and now they're going to be forced to do with that. And the governor's team argues, well, locals are getting more money this year anyway, so I guess they'll be fine.
Yeah, it depends on how much money they're getting. I mean, if they're
right.
if they're taking more than they're getting, that's going to be a deficit. And you know what happens when the local jurisdictions are forced? They either have to cut services to locals, or they're going to have to increase their taxes. So it's a no-win game for county executives, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that that's what Republicans were really trying to flag yesterday, was that, okay, even if state tax and fees will not be going up this year, that doesn't mean that what you pay in your own community might not change, given the fact that they will be on the hook for even more of their own budgets. And if they're already struggling, that money is going to have to come from somewhere, and it potentially could be tax increases.
All right, so you had said the blueprint for the future, that looks like that has not been touched?
No, it has not been touched. I mean, I guess it has been touched in the sense that more money is going to go to schools than planned, which comes after last year. They didn't, you know, they kind of changed how the blueprint was funded a little bit last year. And so this year the governor is putting $370 some million additional funding into the classrooms. But then they're also changing how community colleges are funded. They made some adjustments to the CAID formula, put a cap on the CAID spending growth for the next 3 years. But the blueprint itself remains untouched for now, which again really begs the question about what's going to happen next year and the year after.
And what about the red line? Is any news on that?
Not that I have found so far. I mean, we know that the federal government isn't really on board with, you know, the funding for that. So unless the feds come through, the state is, last year they had kind of essentially paused the plan, given where the federal government stands on this. And from what I've been able to tell, no real change on that. But I'll add a caveat that I haven't read every single line through the budget yet. So if somebody else finds it, let me know.
Yeah, we have the whole weekend. You got some snow coming, so you should be able
right.
to get...
Yes, light reading for the snowstorm.
That's right. I hadn't seen this anywhere else. Is the governor floating a growth number for the state as part of his budget projections?
A growth number? What exactly do you mean?
I mean, like how he expects the revenues to come into the state and what economic growth they're projecting.
No, I haven't seen an actual data point put on that yet. You know, they call this a low growth budget, by talking about issues, you know, with the fact that the state continues to see population problems, employment problems. You know, a lot of the governor's team points to the federal government as the reasons why, you know, we lost thousands of jobs. But in terms of the actual revenue growth, the governor continues to pour money into quantum and life sciences. So I think that's really where he's hoping to see the biggest improvement.
And what about the Sphere? How much money are they going to get?
It's about $10 million from the state towards that. He really highlighted that in his budget proposal yesterday. And, you know, he was asked how this came to be, given the fact that, you know, what did the Sphere come to Maryland or did Maryland go to the Sphere people? And he didn't really have an answer for it. He just said, why not Maryland?
All right. We'll be tuned in tonight in depth, 5:30, Fox 45 with Mackenzie Frost. And we'll talk to you next Thursday. Thanks, Mackenzie. Stay safe.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, it's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. 19-year-old kid in South Texas. His name is Juan Mendoza. Pulled an elderly couple from their car after a nasty wreck. He just got rewarded in a really big way. The president of an ambulance company offered him a scholarship and told him he's got a job as soon as he graduates. Here's Juan and the couple he saved and the scholarship offer.
The car is spinning at high speeds and it stops right here, and then this is where I stop.
He was the only one to stop.
Yeah.
So my first thought was like they could have kids. And I have little brothers, and that thought came into me rushing. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get him out. Life can take you anywhere. It took me like 3 seconds to say yes or no in my head to get off the car and go help them.
So that's why I say he was my angel.
We wanted to offer you a scholarship to our National EMS Academy to go through EMT school, as well as a conditional job offer to join us at Acadian Ambulance. And then when you're ready, here's a scholarship as well to join us at paramedic school. We'd be honored to have you on board.
I remember my father used to saying, you know, the character is the very definition of is when doing the right thing when nobody's looking. But you never know. Sometimes somebody is watching. What a great story, huh? Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DOCO's multifunction printers. Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at MyDOCO.com.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, last report of the day. In for Chuck Whitaker, an update with Carlos Ramirez.
Standard delays to wrap up your rush hour, but on top of that, looks like the work crews are out there. They're starting to set up on the outer loop headed past 795. Be ready for them. It looks like they might be on the inner loop as well as make your way up towards Security Boulevard. Southbound JFX, crowded as you head towards the Northern Parkway. Outer loop is slow from Bel Air Road over towards Towson. Southbound 95 and 895, quite messy. Looks like 95 might even be dealing with a fender bender there headed towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Northbound 95 is slow towards 295. 295 crowded towards Russell Street. Of course, in town, West Mulberry Street is quite crowded. Orleans Street is messy. And as you make your way on the JFX down towards East Fayette Street, you're slowing down as well. Currently looks like it's just about 41 degrees in Baltimore, and it looks like you're going to see a high of 49 and a low of 32 later tonight. I'm Carlos Ramirez with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, upper 40s. Tonight back in the 20s. Then the winter storm watch. Things get interesting Saturday night into Sunday. Saturday's highs will only be in the 20s. And so this combined Arctic air along with this moisture heading our way should lead to at least 3 to 6 inches of snow, possibly more. Just depends on where you are. So we do have a winter storm watch in effect, so keep that in mind. 44 right now in Ocean City, 38 in Bel Air. President Trump said something over in Davos, which I thought was very interesting. Not on stage, but in another interview venue. And I think this is going to drive the Democrats absolutely stark raving mad.
Signed an executive order to bring back mental institutions and insane asylums. We're going to have to bring them back. Hate to build those suckers, but you got to get the people off the streets.
Yeah. Boy, you talk about, if you think the Minnesota fraud with the Learing Center and the daycare, they just did it up in Maine. They have some Somalia company that, I don't know what they're supposed to be, some kind of agency or whatever. Nobody ever shows up. They're getting millions of dollars. Nobody shows up. Nobody works there. And the same thing, I think, is true of the homeless industry. And by that, I mean, yeah, are there homeless? Yes, there are, unfortunately. A lot of unfortunate veterans that fall on hard times. But the money that's already pouring in through states and federal government, homeless, here's an example. Out in Los Angeles, they have a really bad homeless problem. They get millions and millions of dollars to tend to the homeless. And so what do the homeless get? Well, they get new tents every year. So they stay where they are in the streets, but at least they've got a new tent. Instead of trying to get them to work off the street and healthy, get psychological, get physical care, and get them a freaking job. Now, some of them have mental illness, and so in that regard, I agree with President Trump. We have to open up these. And again, maybe we need to shy away from mental institution, insane asylum, nut house. We need to come up with a different name, I think. To make to treat mental illness is a real issue. The problem is you get these houses will be filled up with liberals, and because most of them are stark raving lunatics. Jack Smith will testify today. Advice to Republicans, keep your inquiry short. Go after the meat and potatoes. This guy is arrogant. He's smug. He thinks he's smarter than you. So just go after Julie Kelly with a great piece today, and you should at her Substack, Declassified with Julie Kelly, how Republicans should push back on Jack Smith's closing argument, and I would advise you to read that. House Oversight Committee votes to charge the Clintons with criminal contempt for defying congressional subpoenas. They voted 38-4 to recommend Sick Willie for contempt, 28-15-1 holding Hillary Clinton in contempt. So now it goes to a full House vote. And if it passes that, they'll be officially in contempt. And, you know, look, Eric Holder was held in contempt. Lois Lerner was held in contempt. They never went to jail. Oh, that's right, they're Democrats. Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, they did. Finally, Representative Delia Ramirez announcing her Melt Ice Act to defend ICE.
I am introducing today the Melt Ice Act that would prohibit DHS from using funds to detain or monitor immigrants, effectively limiting ICE's authority and ability to continue to cause pain and terror, while redirecting the funding that they have, taxpayer dollars that they're using to kill U.S. citizens, back into the communities impacted by ICE's terror through wraparound services. Because we know that DHS is being used as a weapon to be pointed towards anyone the government considers a public enemy. And fascism always requires a public enemy. So we must take the weapon away and hold those who have allowed our communities to be terrorized accountable.
That is no shot of passing, and she knows it. This is all for the base, to rally the base, to get fundraised for the base, etc. Just like, I think in California, the first guy that should be institutionalized is California Congressman Ted Lieu.
American people had the First Amendment right to observe ICE operations. The American people had the First Amendment right to peacefully photograph ICE operations. The American people have the First Amendment right to peacefully film and live stream ICE operations. Donald Trump has sent ICE across the country to try to intimidate people and communities in various states, and the people of Minnesota said, no, we're not going to take it. We will not yield. We will not bend the knee. And every time ICE engages in what appears to be abuse, more Minnesotans show up. Every time ICE and Border Patrol engage in what appear to be unlawful actions, more Minnesotans show up.
So Ted says he's going to arrest ICE agents for their behavior after 2028. We'll see how that turns out. Kim is off. Coming up next, Amber Duke sitting in for Kim. See you tomorrow morning. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.